Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
Konnichiwa, and welcome to another episode of the Black Guy Who Tips premium podcast, The Nerd Off. That's right, y'all. It's where we talk all our nerd shit. It's been, I think, 2 weeks now since last time. It's kind of becoming a bi-weekly podcast because nerd shit slowed down after E3 and the real big boost up, you know, ramping up for the Xbox One, PlayStation 4 battle, and now the dawn has arrived and the war is upon us, as Xbox, as South Park prophetically spoke this week. I never do the show by myself, so you know I got some guests on here. First and foremost, I have the new neo nerd of the future, apparently.
That yep.
Is nothing like these current nerds. It's Karen.
Yes, I'm that new generation. I ain't old school.
Yeah, nerd track, the new generation.
That's right.
And then we also got my man Sterling, aka the Wound Guy. What's up, man?
Chilling, man. Just loving the Saturday. I can't wait. I've got 6 more days till my Xbox comes. I'm just trying to be patient.
Hey, I'm assuming your PS4 has already arrived.
Nigga, fuck that shit.
You're not getting a PS4?
Yo, I'm not getting a PS4 at least for a year, and that's if they have enough games. Like, the only thing I'm seeing now is that Infamous game, and that comes out in March, and I'm not buying a system for one game.
Well, this is totally throwing me for a loop.
Yeah.
Because I remember you were, like, the guy on the show that we were like, well, y'all call us fucking Sony haters, but Wound Guy getting, like, trying to get a PS4 day one and an Xbox day one.
Yeah, I did, until E3, and I saw they weren't doing shit.
Okay.
Like, I thought, you know, they were both going to be really next gen. And in February, when they showed that PS4 off, I'm like, I got this. I want this shit. And then they showed the Xbox One. It was like, oh, I like what that shit does. And then came E3, and it seemed like a PS3 with better graphics. And
It plays games.
I need more than games. I need
games.
More.
Next gen, man. It plays games.
That's all they're supposed to do.
It plays games. Technically, Chris is correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Late game. You're one.
That's all I've heard for like the last 6 months is I don't need those other shit. I just need to play games. Nigga, no.
$500, man. You just want to play games. 1080p. Same, though.
Well, speaking of playing games, I guess you guys heard him from our, you know, from just now talking, but it's Chris from the Insanity Check podcast. What's up, man?
What's going on? Karen, I need you to stop saying you're one of these new nerds, because every time I turn my Xbox on, you are playing Blue Dragon. Okay?
I love that damn game to death.
Yeah, ain't nothing new about that.
Right, I think Karen's put more time online than all of us. Playing the damn game. Like, every time I turn on, it's like, it'll be one person on. It's Karen. It's
yep.
She has played Blue Dragon so much that the Raptor update can only tell her about that one person that hasn't played it as much as her.
Nigga, I got my eye on you, whoever you is.
God damn.
Like, that person's gonna get an email one day next month, like, the fuck? I haven't played that game in 4 years.
Yes. How somebody beat me?
Yeah. You've been passed in Blue Dragon. It's just somebody that has an Xbox that got stuck with Blue Dragon in it, and they died, and Kara beat their record. But
it matters, sir. It matters.
And Sterling, I forgot you have a podcast too, man. Can you like plug it real quick? Tell everybody where to find it.
Yeah. Gaming and Then Some podcast. We took a month off because of my surgery, but we're coming back tomorrow. It's going to be like all about the PS4. General like gaming. Also, you know, other nerd shit, movies, music, whatever we want to talk about.
All right, cool, man. Let's just get right into the first question of the show, which we always do, is what you've been playing, what you've been watching. I will start with you first, Karen. What have you been playing? What have you been watching?
Nothing but goddamn Blue Dragon. The last time I checked, I had over 200 something hours, like almost like 220 hours logged in. I've been enjoying every goddamn second of it. I know most people probably don't give a shit about that game, but man, I've been like upgrading. I've been like doing pointless quests. Now I got like a rocket ship, so my ass get to like fly all around all the worlds and do pointless shit and go to off islands and stuff like that. So that right there has just been my shit. Yeah, Chris, right. Yes, sometimes I wake up early in the morning and play it. Sometimes it's late at night, I'm playing it. Sometimes I come home from lunch and I play that shit.
That's your game.
That is my game right now. Once I beat it to get tired of it, I'll probably move on to something else. And I've been watching Legend of Korra.
Avatar Legend of Korra.
Yeah, Avatar Legend of Korra, which is a wonderful, wonderful series. And also, I'm behind, but I've been on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Roger called it Them S.H.I.E.L.D.s.
Call it Them Agents.
Oh, Them Agents, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the S.H.I.E.L.D., I wanted to go with that S.H.I.E.L.D., but then I realized there's a show called The S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, okay.
That, if I ever live tweet that shit again, I'm definitely calling it that S.H.I.E.L.D. because
I'm waiting for them to bring that on Netflix, yo.
Yeah, that was my shit. Vic Mackey's problems are so good.
Right.
I did not like that. That nigga had problems and they did not even stay on his problems long, but it was always like your autistic daughter needs $30,000 worth of schooling or else she's not going to graduate. Oh, also, the Armenians are trying to kill you. It's like that nigga had some problems, dog.
Serious problems.
I remember seeing you talking about Sons of Anarchy and Scandal. Was like, it's not a soap opera. I'm like, oh yeah, the other shows are soap opera. And you were like, it's not like The Shield. And I'm like, yeah, he's right. It's not like The Shield.
Nigga, the most dramatic scenes in The Shield are all shit like Forrest Whitaker showing up like, I'm gonna send you to prison, Vic. Right. Like it wasn't no like my mother and my relationship. It's not working out lately. It's like, nah, man. That's like Sons of Anarchy be having all that. Like, my wife wants to leave me.
Dude, like, you know that you know The Shield wasn't a soap opera when they made Anthony Anderson seem like a real fucking gangster when he shot that little girl.
Nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga. Because I think that was after he did that movie with Jackie Chan and Aaliyah or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, yo, nigga, why am I really afraid of Anthony Anderson right now?
When they casted him, I was like, no. Like, right. I remember him, like, hey, man, the bad guy for season 3 of The Shield is going to be Anthony Anderson. I was like, nah, it's not. Mm-mm. That's not going to work. And, yeah, I want to say maybe 2 episodes in, I was like, this is the scariest motherfucker on the planet, dog. The way they wrote him and the way he acted, I was like, he needs to win something because this nigga went from a laughing comic relief dude to a dude that was killing motherfuckers for no reason. So
I don't see how he doesn't get more work from that shit, yo. It's like, did you guys see what this nigga did?
Dude, they gave him his own show on Fox for a second because of that.
Right.
That one role, he ended up getting a cop show on Fox. But
yeah, I remember that, yeah.
But anyway, no disrespect to the people that do use that S.H.I.E.L.D. I understand, and there's no problem with that, but there's only one that S.H.I.E.L.D. to me, and that's that S.H.I.E.L.D. But go ahead, Karen, was there anything else?
I think as of right now, that is about it for me.
All right. What about you, Sterling? What have you been playing? What have you been watching?
Playing Battlefield 4 until I sent it back Wednesday because I'm going to get that shit for the Xbox One.
Oh, I want to get... Say.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, yeah. I wasn't going to buy it for the 360. I wait for like Black Friday when it's like $35 to get it for the 360. But GTA Online, I got to get back on that this week while I'm waiting for my Xbox One. And I haven't been playing that much. I bought a bunch of games this week because there was a Humble Bundle and it was $4 and it gave me 9 games. So I had to.
This nigga's a game order, yo. We need to have a
Nigga, it was $4, and I got both of the first 2 Batman games plus the DLC, all 3 Fears, like Scribblenauts and that Mortal Kombat collection.
For $4?
For $4.
You're right.
Listen, nigga, goddamn it.
Nah, that's cool, man. Well, so how many games was it again?
I think initially, I think it was 5. And then they emailed me and let me know because I paid over the premium, which was like $4.50. They gave me an extra 4 games, which was, I think, the first Batman, another Lord of the Rings game, the DLC to the new Batman that's coming out in a couple weeks or whatever, and some other shit.
Now, I just wanted you to know, man.
We love you, sir.
Oh my God, I love you.
Scarlett, has not hurt anybody but me.
Do you own any of these games already? Like, you don't already own the first Batman?
Well, the Arkham ones, yeah, I do own. I don't own them for the PC. I own them for the Xbox. the reason I got the Humble Bundle, though, was for that game Scribblenauts. Mm-hmm. I heard was, like, a really good DS game, and they brought it over to the PC. So, like, that game I still believe is going for $20, so I figured I'd grab that there. But the Batmans would definitely come up. I like to play them again on PC, you know, with the actual controller, because fucking keyboard and mouse. But, yeah, like, my Xbox, that's getting moved up to the other side of the room. So I'm never touching the 360 for that much after that, so I wanted to get it on PC, too.
Okay, all right. Well, no, do what you got to do. I don't even, like, I thought about the only reason, there's only one thing stopping me from getting the Xbox One right away. And that is the fact that I feel like I might be tempted to put my Xbox 360 down. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to yet because it's still real good.
Yeah,
I don't want to have to use my plug in through the back to play my Xbox 360 yet. Like, I want to jump in full bore into this Xbox One world when I start it.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I can think of.
Man, because Roger just played the some kind of clip or something.
Oh, we'll talk about it later, okay. Karen. We'll talk about it. But I won't forget. I wrote it down. But so you didn't play anything, but you bought stuff. What about watching? Like, you've been watching anything on TV or movies?
That Shield, a.k.a. Agents of Shield, because I still use that hashtag.
Yeah.
Like, that's really my shit right now. Sleepy Hollow, that just came back.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, like, you know, some, you know, stuff here and there. I finally got caught up on all of Key and Peele this season in the league. But
what do you think about Key and Peele this season, man? Because, like, I've been conflicted because I loved season two. I only liked season one. And now I'm kind of, I feel like I'm back to just liking the show. I don't really love it anymore.
No.
It kind of feels like SNL for me, where it's hit and miss for me, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, there will be maybe one skit where I just kind of chuckle at. Some I won't even laugh at, but there'll usually be one or two an episode that get that hearty belly laugh from me.
Right.
And yeah, it's not like season, what the last season was, where like I was basically just crying through the whole episode.
Yeah.
What about you, Chris? You been watching it at all?
Can't feel it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a sign it fell off there, because Chris used to watch it religiously.
Yeah, when that second season, yeah, that shit was hilarious.
Yeah, they had like a few episodes this year where I was just like, man, should I keep recording? Or I guess I'll give them one more shot. I owe them that. And then, I don't know, a lot of hit or miss skits this year.
Yeah, that might be what helped me, because I literally didn't watch them for like maybe, I say, 5 to 6 weeks, and then just sat down one day and watched it in a row. So I didn't have to keep that idea of, you know, like having that bad episode be a bad episode for a whole week long for me. Mm-hmm. It was just till I hit play on the next one.
Now, what about you, Chris? What you been playing? What you been watching, bro?
So, I've been playing Battlefield 4 mostly, because I finished Arkham Origins and loved it. So now I've been focusing on Battlefield 4, and I finally got my the lag issues I was having a couple weeks ago taken care of. Mm-hmm. So now it runs smooth, and I'm telling you right now, I do not miss Call of Duty. This is going to be my first year when I was like, I'm not going to do both. We're just going to do one, and that Call of Duty release came, and it went, and I completely missed it and didn't give a shit.
Yeah, that twinge, like, I felt that twinge for a second, because I can't remember the last time Call of Duty came out, and I didn't get it, and I want to say within 24 hours, not even 24, but within, like, 12 hours, I was like, yeah, I'm not getting it.
Yeah, what I want to do is I'm not really pushing people that I play Call of Duty with to get it right now, because I know eventually we're all going to be on the next-gen systems anyway. Mm-hmm. But when we all have those next-gen systems, I want us all to get on Battlefield, because I think it'll be even more fun. Because I have fun. Like, the problem with Call of Duty is that you lose that fun element when you start, you know, eventually I'm just not that good at shooter sometimes. So it's like I want to be able to help my team. And with Call of Duty, the objectives you have for, like, domination and things like that in those modes, the other people don't give a shit.
Right.
You know, they're just there to, you know, get high kill-death ratios, and that's it. With Battlefield, you get so many, like, I remember one time I went, like, 0-6, but I think I finished on my team, like, in the top three, because I was doing everything else for my team. You know, I was supporting my team. I was giving them, you know, ammo. I was repairing vehicles and things like that. I was capturing points on the map. So it's like, yeah, I didn't have a good kill death ratio, but my other score was damn good. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's still able to be fun. Like I was telling Sterling the other day, we got routed. Like Sterling was I was in my game by myself. We got routed, but because there was one guy who had a helicopter. And this nigga was doing shit you see in like the Die Hard movies where he was like, the Italian Job where dude flew the helicopter into the building and was trying to stop what's his name Mark Wahlberg's character like flew underneath the building shit like that and was trying to trap him. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker was doing that kind of shit. What? And he was killing us. He went like 49-2. Killed my whole entire goddamn team. I was frustrated until I saw that he was killing everybody else too. And all I could do was just clap at the end because I was like, yo, this nigga's just good, yo.
Yeah.
It's like, that kind of shit. Like, you would hide around the building and he would just sit there and wait for you and float around on the ground floor with the helicopter and shit. It was just fucking ridiculous. And I had to recognize that it wasn't cheap. It was just skill. And I'm like, ah, well, this nigga's just good. So.
Well, I have it because I got it in that Walmart. Theft.
The Phenom hooked you up with, and he didn't even get the game on sale.
Yeah, I got it in that nice theft. And I haven't even played it. I just keep looking at it like, yeah, dog, ripped off Walmart.
don't bother with the single player. It's bullshit. And that's the one thing I wish that. I mean, I understand why they don't, but I really wish they would put. If you're gonna do a single player, put some effort into it. If you're not. Don't even do it.
Now, I think what happened is because, like, last Battlefield 3 single player was huge. It was like 25 hours with another 12 hours of co-op campaign, and everybody just complained because it was long, not like Call of Duty's, that they went and made the Call of Duty 4.5-hour campaign, and then other people complained the other way around. Mm. Yeah. Like,
well, it's funny, though, because I saw Aaron Rand Freeman's page on Facebook. He posted a link to the end of this Call of Duty game, and it looked exactly like the end of like Call of Duty, like
Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, and he was saying like, "Damn, did they even like change anything, or did you just go through all the same shit?" Now I haven't played the game, but I was like, you know, it's possible that they wanted it to look that way on purpose. Maybe it's because like the single player story for those games is always shit like. My father was the one who did this, and now it's up to me as the, you know. So I was like, it could just be something like that. But even if that's what it is, it does kind of like really say that the single player game is pretty bad. Like that's such a trope. You know what I mean? Like, and you're going to do the same thing your father did in World War II, but now it's World War VII. And
the worst thing about it is I could see if the single player was like helping you learn how to play the multiplayer, but it doesn't. Like,
it doesn't.
The basic controls are the same, but when it comes to like the field upgrades, the different unlocks you get and things like that, for the most part, it's completely fucking different and you got to learn as you go anyway. So it's like, why even bother? Why even bother? Putting it in
the
there.
Only reason to play Battlefield 4 single player campaign is to play with Omar from The Wire because she's your squad mate.
Right.
Oh, that's okay.
Do y'all think it'll ever be a time where these games that come out and they won't have a single person? They'll be like, shit, we just doing online. Yeah. Play. Here's your $60. Everybody go online. We're not going to waste our time.
Every review for Battlefield 4 basically goes, oh, yeah, the single player shit. Don't worry about it. But they still give it like a 5 out of 5 or a 9 out of 10 because the multiplayer is so good. So it's like, why even bother putting it in? Like,
you
either don't play it or hate it. So it's like, why do it? So, I mean. Right now, that's what I'm playing with the game.
For your question, like, will he ever just not do single player? Titanfall doesn't have a single player campaign. It's just a multiplayer game.
Yeah, but that game's going to be terrible.
Mm. I'm calling bullshit on that one, yo. I can't. I heard it when you said it last time. I don't believe it's going to be terrible.
Okay.
I have no reason, though. I have no reason. So I can't refute you completely.
No, I know what your reason is. It's called hope. And I totally understand that.
I'm good with that. Yep, that
he still has a light.
I can't let soldiers with robots be bad.
I know. And I know well enough to know that game companies get our hopes up, especially if we're doing games that are pushed this much for a launch title, and they let us down completely. So I'm just saying, Maybe it won't be. And I know that I'm hoping I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping you're right. But I'm telling you right now, I don't have a good feeling about that.
It makes sense. Yeah. And they just announced a $250 collector's edition for this shit, too.
Oh, no. Like, I saw that, too. With the robot yeah. statue. And I was like, you sons of fucking bitches.
Because it looks so good.
It looks so good. I'm like, you're not going to get me with that. You're not going to get me. Nope. Not gonna fall for it.
It looks like it will be the most fun game of the launch titles. I'll put it that way.
Oh yeah,
I'll put it that way.
It doesn't come out till March.
Oh really? Oh well then.
Yeah, Titanfall don't drop for a while.
It looks like it'll be the most fun game of all the games I've seen on Xbox One. I'll put it that way. All right. So, was there anything else, Chris, before I move on?
Oh, what I've watched. Obviously, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. last two episodes have been phenomenal. Yeah. I missed last week's episode of Arrow, so this week I watched both episodes of Arrow. And again, that show was just greatness. And I watched Man of Steel twice this week because I'm working on the Blu-ray review, and I can just tell you guys that. I just want to say, I think I figured out why most people don't like this movie. And it didn't hit me until after watching it the second time. I was like, people have always said that, you know, they didn't like Superman, things like that. And I never really understood why. I'm like, hey, Superman, it's whatever. No, yeah, he's a Boy Scout. It wasn't until I watched the movie the second time and I was like, you know what? This is what it is. The character of Superman and Clark Kent is actually just a terribly written character to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
He's a horrible character.
Yes, sir.
Like, people talk about the potholes in Man of Steel. The potholes in Superman, period, his background story, mm-hmm. are fucking absurd.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember people complaining about Lois Lane not getting enough shine. They didn't do enough with her. They did more with Lois Lane in this movie. You know what they did? They actually made her an intelligent woman.
Yes, they did.
You want me to believe that the world's best investigative reporter works with Superman and has no idea that he's Superman?
Like, come on now.
That is what you basically say. In every movie before where she doesn't know that it's Clark, that is what you're basically telling me, that she doesn't know that the man she's working with is Superman. Like, that is just the dumbest plot hole of all time. People are like, oh, it's okay. So I think if people don't realize how bad that character was, it's like when I didn't, you know, everybody didn't like Cyclops, but it wasn't until I saw Whedon write him for Astonishing X-Men that I was like, this is what really the problem is. He's actually a really good character if you write him right and fill in these little holes. Same thing with Clark Kent and us and Superman. It's just like, they never explain it. He just, oh, truth, justice in an American way. That's just what he is. So, like, that's just a dumb fucking reason for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing that I said about Man of Steel when I watched it. I said, I think I like it because I hate Superman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's a boring character.
I think if I loved Superman, I probably would hate it. But I hate the character of Superman. I think he's mm-hmm. it's really sloppy, bad writing.
Oh, it's horrible.
And it makes everyone around him seem like an imbecile. And they've always mixed way too many comical elements in with a dude that can punch a hole in the world. Like, I never found it. Like, there's a Superman, like DC movie that was on Netflix, and I forget the name of it. It might have been the joint where he was like got poisoned by the sun or some shit. But there's one part where he's like in prison with Lex Luthor as Clark Kent, mm-hmm. and he's going around fighting the people in super prison while also maintaining his cover as Clark Kent.
Mm-hmm.
And Lex Luthor doesn't realize it. And I said, that fuck this shit.
Right.
Like, it's just, it pisses me off too much, man. And it always has. In the other movies starring Christopher Reeves, there's literally scenes where, like, Superman goes to dinner with Lois Lane in Superman's costume. It's like, what the fuck? Why is this okay?
Yeah, I mean, and that's what happens all the time. It's like, I wrote the article about, you know, why I'm really excited to see Superman and Batman, because it's like, what they're going to have to do with Batman to make him believable in the Justice League. Nobody talks about that. It's like, now with Man of Steel, you now have to write Batman so he actually is believable now. Mm-hmm. Because before, you see all these talks about Batman will be Superman. I love those arguments. I make them all the time. It's great when you're just being a fanboy and things like that. But realistically speaking,
that ain't happening.
It's stupid. So it's like, now you actually have to use some thought and actually say, well, how do you make Batman relevant to the Justice League? Because really, the nigga really should be a janitor compared to the rest of the Justice League. Mm-hmm. So now you have to make it relevant, and you actually have to write. Whereas before, with these characters, what people did is DC, and I think this is why I never did DC, their characters are so powerful outside of Batman that when they get beat or defeated or something like that happens, you're just like, well, why?
Yeah.
You know? It's like, why? How is that able to work on him now? You know, it's like, this is a motherfucker that can do all this other shit. How is this able to work now? You know, it just doesn't make any fucking sense.
Superman's main power in the DC universe is that he can take a beating. Like, if you really watch, like, the Superman cartoon, which I liked, a lot, you know, a lot of his power is that, like, someone can slam him through a building, he just won't die. But it's not like he's super skilled and talented. And I like when their worlds collide. Like, I remember there's an episode of the Batman animated adventures where Superman has to pretend to be Bruce Wayne because, what's the robot that fights Superman all the time? Brainiac. Yeah. Brainiac had taken over Bruce Wayne's, like, you know, mind. So, Superman was fighting as Batman. And, like, there was a point where, like, someone, like, throws some shit at him and he doesn't duck. And Robin has to be like, hey, no, dog, you gotta move. You gotta move. Cause Bruce wouldn't have stood there and got hit upside the head. And, like, that kind of stuff can lead to some real comical moments. Right. But they're gonna try to do these dark ass movies about these characters. I don't know how well it's going to come off, man. I'm just really trusting in Nolan and Snyder right here.
Yeah, that's why I say I think you can do it. It's just that it's actually the thing that nobody talks about. Everybody wants to bring in Wonder Woman and Flash. It's like, I think you can bring those other characters in and it'll be fine. But what do you do with Batman? Because Batman literally does not fit. He's the only metahuman who does not fit. And like I said in the article, people don't realize they write Batman as a metahuman all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really do. They just don't call him one. But this nigga is smart enough to think of anything he needs. He has super agility, super strength anytime he wants to, whenever they need to write it. You know, it's just like, really? Like, any time, in any situation they need Batman to get out of, they basically just like, okay, well, he can do it because he's Batman. And I'm like, I'm okay with that. But we live in a world now where people wondered how Bruce Wayne got back to fucking Gotham and Dark Knight Rises. How the fuck are they going to let that one slide now? You know, so I said it's interesting. It's going to be interesting seeing how they pull it off because I think that, you know, everybody's been begging for a Justice League movie. I don't think they realize how much harder it is than doing the Avengers. Because that comic and that comic group has been so ridiculously handled and written that you really got to start from scratch again when you're doing live action because it just doesn't fit anywhere else. So it's going to be interesting.
Yep. As far as me, man, I've been playing Tales of Vesperia, man. Really good game. It's basically like a role playing game, but instead of turn based, you can run around and fight and shit like that. It's a very funny game, man, especially for people that like anime. Like, it's a lot of, it's got a heavy anime influence, man, and, it's really growing on me. I haven't really been playing much else, cause I beat Arkham, Origins. Which I just have to say was a stellar game, man. Like, I get everybody that's gonna knock it because of the bugs and shit, but they fixed that with the patch. It didn't freeze on me again after I got that patch. And I understand there's been other issues people have had. Like, I heard there's like some clipping with, certain bad guys or like running to a wall or some shit. And for the record, I do want to say, I do find that to be like inexcusable. That shouldn't have happened. Who knows if they rushed it, if they just, you know, something got lost in translation. All that aside, I fucking love that game. Like,
that game was surprisingly good. The story?
Yeah. I didn't think they could make me interested in that story because it was going to be a prequel. And I don't like prequel stories, pretty much. Pretty much every franchise that's ever done a prequel, I either didn't buy that game or I didn't enjoy that game. Mm-hmm. And this is the first one that I can remember in a very long time where I was like, yep, I love it. I'm buying it. And they took some interesting elements, specifically between Batman and the Joker and their relationship and their meeting and all that shit. That was some of the best writing that's been done in a video game in a long time.
They tie it into the other games too pretty well too. Yes. They don't force it. It's just small things you notice. You're like, oh wait a minute, I do remember that.
Right,
that happened. It's like, yeah, man.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I played, and you know, if I had to get that grade that on a scale from like 0 to 10, I probably would give Arkham Origins like an 8, 8.5. And then Arkham Asylum, I probably give like a 9, 9.5, and I probably give Arkham City a 10. I know some people have Arkham Asylum ahead of Arkham City, but you know what I'm saying. They're all great games.
Yeah. I mean, it's like arguing the Dark Knight trilogy and which one's better. And I was like, listen, to me, all at once, they're all worked together because they're all interconnected. Mm-hmm. They're all great. That's all I need to know. I hate when people try to make me pick between something that I love like that. Like, don't make me do that. That's just too hard. Like making you choose between your kids. It's like, no, man. No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember I had a discussion about the best trilogies of all time, and this guy was like, I said, well, the Dark Knight trilogy is one of the best trilogies of all time, if not the greatest. And he was like, what? How can you even put that up there? And I was like, well, what are your grades for the movies? And it's like, well, the first one's like, you know, 8. Of course, you know, the second one is a 10. That was a classic. And the third one is the worst one of all of them. I was like, so what's that? It was like a 7, 7.5. I was like, nigga, that's high. Like, you know,
that's real high.
That averages out to a pretty high number. And, you know, you start throwing in other trilogies.
They don't compare.
Like, yeah, like people will be like Godfather 1 and 2 are like a 10. And then Godfather 3 is like a fucking 3. Like nobody like. So I was like, you know, it's a good. That it's in contention, man. Star Wars, like you name whatever it is.
Oh, and like, here's the thing. I like Star Wars. I'm a Star Wars fan, but them earlier movies are terrible.
They are so bad.
The third one's a piece of shit forever.
They are terrible. Like I said, like you know, they're bad. Like, and what I think it's just the world we live in now that people just you get more attention. I hate to say it, if you're negative about things, you know, hey, listen, we all know this. So when people say shit like that, I'm like, come on, man, really? If that's not the greatest trilogy, what is? I mean, only thing that might come up against it is the Lord of the Rings trilogy. And even then, it's like, I still put this above it because it's actually more watchable. It's like, I can't watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy all the time because it's got boring parts.
Yes,
a lot of walking.
Right, really good, but it's got a lot of boring parts in it. It's like, but still really well done movies, all right? But outside of that, in terms of watchability, entertainment, everything else, nothing beats the Dark Knight trilogy. Nothing.
Yep.
Nothing at all. As a whole, nothing. And if your worst one is Rises and you give it a 7.5.
Right. Like, that's the thing. People will shit on those things in reviews and shit. And then it's when they come down to the score, it's like, yeah, it's about like a 7.5 out of 10. I'm like, that's high, dog.
They did it with Origin. It's like, oh, yeah, the game's not really that great, blah, blah, blah. 8.5 out of 10.
Right.
Why'd you spend... If you're spending all your time shitting on something, I'm not going to want to buy it.
And it's with... Yes. And you're shitting on it, and a patch comes out to fix some of the issues. Mm-hmm. Does that now go back and revise your score, or what?
No, they don't. And that's what really gets me. Like, I've seen a lot of people complain about the glitch and shit, which, you know, I can understand. I didn't have any glitches with my Batman game. But I understand if you did have issues... You would be pissed about it. But you also understand, if you're a game player, that patches come and then it fixes said problem, because that's what patches do. But to me, the bigger shit that pissed me off was the people complaining that it wasn't better than the other games. Mm-hmm. Like, the other games weren't great.
Right. Right. Yeah, that is funny too. Like, it's nowhere close to the other two. It's like, well, what would you give the other two? A 10. Right. Okay.
Now, I was getting people that were saying, like, it's just as good as Arkham City. Like, that's a bad thing. Like, well, right. It's not better. Nigga, what is? Like, you're fucking Batman, you're flying, you're punching niggas in the chest. Like, this is what I paid for, and I like to get it again. I think Origins had a better storyline in the second one. Like, I don't understand where the complaints came from.
Mm-hmm. So, as far as what I've watched, I'll try not to cover too much of stuff you guys did, but Arrow just continues to be stellar. So many oh shit moments every episode.
It's supposed to get more, because Stephen Amell was on Twitter saying that next 3 episodes they have even more bombs to drop. So
yeah,
Yeah.
I think Kev, I think he figured one out already, and I'm mad because since he said it, I can't unsee it. But I think one of the main characters, well, not main characters, one of the characters in the show is actually somebody else. And I think it's going to come out in the next couple episodes.
I think I know what you're talking about, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I'm scared to ask you guys.
Yeah.
I guess it'd be a...
Do you want me to say it? Like,
I don't know.
Spoiler, because I don't think it's been confirmed.
Oh, right? So you got, this is still just an educated guess. Yeah. Okay, sure. Go ahead. What's your speculation?
Summer Glau's character is really Talia Ghul.
Oh, shit.
It could be.
That would be crazy.
The reason I started thinking it is because Summer Glau doesn't get casted as a random person.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
You know what I mean? And right now she's kind of just like a person in the show.
That's true.
So it kind of makes sense that she's actually somebody bigger.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. That's not what I thought you were going to say. But I had to, it was one point in the movie. I mean, in the movie, in the show, when there was the last episode, when they were sitting down talking with the Vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was like, yo, this has a Talia Ghul feel to it. It really does. Did.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. I like that call. I wish Kev was on the show, man. He
tweeted it randomly, and I'm like, man, nah, he tripping. And then I seen this week's episode. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. He could be right.
So that, or I think either that or she's leading Hive.
Mm.
So, I agree with you that something, she's something. Because like you said, you don't just have Summer Glau as just a random throwaway character.
Yeah.
What were you speculating, Chris?
What it is. That she's, apparently one of the members of Hive was named Jezebel.
Oh, okay.
So she might be running that. So it's I don't know which one it is. I just know, like you said, I'm waiting for that shoe to drop because you know it has to happen. She's like Sterling said, she's not just, you know, Jezebel, the, you know, trying to help. Like I'm always wary of anybody that comes around to Oliver and says they just want to help. Like when she had that conversation with him, oh yeah, you know, I see you're more than this, blah blah. You're trying to like, oh no. See,
never works out.
No, never works out.
I'm waiting on Dig Dog to possibly die, man. That's my next.
Nah.
That's my next thing because he's the character that it would hurt the most if he died, and they have to make at some point they have to make Roy the official sidekick, and right now Roy is kind of like on the outside. Like he helped Arrow this week, but I feel like at some point they're gonna have to be like, all right, Roy, you're Speedy officially, and you're officially number two to Arrow. And I had a bad feeling, man. I was just watching it and I was like, shit, they gotta kill Diggle or something at some
problem,
point.
It's not even, I hate to use the word problem because it makes it seem like it's a negative thing, but it's not. The issue with the show is gonna be, this show is getting so good and it's becoming so, there's so many different parts to it that it's actually almost too big for one show. Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost like they need, like, when they remember they were talking about maybe having the Flash have its own show or something like that, they almost need that because they have so many good characters in this show. They need to spread them out because you might forget some of them. Like you said, like the issue with Dig and Roy, it's like at some point, Roy's gonna have to become Speedy, and you see it happening. But if he gets that, what happens to Dig? And what happens to Dig? It's like,
Well, let me ask you: do you really think he's gonna become Speedy, though?
Yeah, because I think so.
The only reason I don't is it only happened once. But in the first season, Ollie's talking to his sister in his house.
Yeah, he calls her Speedy as a nickname.
Yeah. Yeah, like that's the only thing that makes me think something else.
Oh, they might not call him Speedy.
Yeah.
Oh, but he's gonna be something.
Yeah, that's why he has to become something. I just don't want Diggle to
die. Dog, when he hit that dude and he had on a red hood, I said, that was actually the moment where it hit me. I was like, oh no. Cause I rewound it and was like, was that Diggle? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Roy. Oh, wait a minute. Roy does have to be this guy at some point.
Yeah, or, I mean,
you know?
I feel like it's going to be this season, too, because in the last episode where Oliver was like, you're exposed right now, and it was actually kind of giving him some pointers on him hiding, I was like, it's a wrap.
And they did that whole, like, Diggle side story shit, which, man, just, it was great, man. Like, I love that they just did an episode about Diggle's problems and not Oliver's. Yep. Like in the middle of this long story arc that's been about Oliver for like 3 or 4 weeks now, it was like, oh yeah, and Diggle, let's go do some shit with him. And that was a cool move from the show, man.
We just need something for Felicity now at this point.
And yes. I feel like whatever they reveal with her is going to be sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because she's still like, it didn't hit me until we had the Diggle episode when I was like, yeah, this is nice. We're having a little Diggle. And then when she got a little frustrated and a little jealous about Oliver, I was like, yo, we don't know anything about Felicity. We don't know shit about her. We don't know what she does in her fun. We just know she helps out Oliver and that's it. We don't know jack shit. We don't know if she has other. Wait, you get hints here and there. She'll say things like what her like middle name is, her last name is, and things like that. You'll get things like that, but you never really get anything about her. I'm like, she's still a mystery on the show. And this is the second season. I'm like, yeah, when they drop the shoe on her, it's going to be good.
Yep. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Really hitting its stride. I saw some movies this week. We saw Thor 2.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it a lot.
I enjoyed it.
Much better than the first one, in my opinion.
Oh, hell of a lot better.
I'm sure we'll do a spoiler review on it at some point. And I heard it's been a very divisive movie because some people are like, I like the first one, and I hate the second one, or I like the second one, and I hate the first one.
Those people are ridiculous.
So, yeah, me personally, I thought the first one was a little slow, a little, mm-hmm. you know, the colors were a little like
dark.
Somber and dark, but they also were establishing the character, and I think that's a little different than most origin stories where you have like a montage of learning your powers and all this shit. Thor didn't have to learn shit other than how to be a good person.
Right.
Like he already was a badass motherfucker when he hit the planet. It was just like, you know, will you stop doubting yourself and become worthy of this hammer? Whereas if this is like Spider-Man, it's like, okay, how'd he build his web shooters? How'd he learn to crawl? How did Superman mm-hmm. learn to fly? Like, you don't need that shit with Thor. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? So I think that was another reason I was a little let down by the first film, but, I enjoyed everything about the second film.
Like, I don't understand what my problem nowadays is with these people that say they don't like these things. One, I think they're just fatigued. Mm-hmm. Because we got 4 comic book movies this year. 4 in a year. Mm-hmm. We usually get 1 every 2 years. So I think, 1, people are getting fatigued. 2, I think people just forget what a bad comic book movie looks like because we haven't really seen one.
I remember. Even
Wolverine. I know, the Wolverine has his problems, and to me, still bad. Fox mm-hmm. still needs to get their act together.
Mm-hmm.
But up until the last part, it actually...
Oh, yeah. I said it only... When I review, the reason I was so mad,
yeah.
Dude, for 1 hour and 15 minutes, I was like, you know what? Maybe they figured it out.
Right.
You know, and I know I've heard other people, I think they just either didn't love the character Wolverine or read the comics, or they already just hate Fox and everything it stands for. So they hate everything about the movie, but I was not one of those people.
Right.
And it was like, it made me more mad that they were so close.
Yo, because right after that second to last fight, you're like, I'm sitting in the theater going, oh my God, I actually think they did something here. It's like, it's got some issues still before it.
Right.
And that last quarter comes, you're like, fuck you, Fox. Why? It's like, right. Come on. It's like, all you had to do was go up there, accept your award, and get off. You had to go up there and say you still hate the Jews. It's like, why the fuck did you do that?
As soon as his ass started running through that ninja town and they put all them arrows in him, I was like, they're going off the rails. No, no. Like, I could just see, like, this is not Wolverine's powers. What are y'all doing?
And like, bring it back. No, don't do this. It's like, it was so bad. Like, the thing about it is, you're like, well, this is going to be pretty good because now he has to fight the ninjas. And I'm like, well, this actually, they've done everything else okay. Mm-hmm. They'll do this one okay. It's like the last part of that movie was shot by somebody completely else.
Dude, that nigga was dragging, he was dragging 60 ninjas through the fucking town in the snow. Didn't even try. I was like, his superpower isn't super strength, y'all. Like, what? This is like the power of his love is just strong. Like, what are we trying to do right now? And as soon as like super robot version of Silver Samurai woke up, I was like, nigga, y'all don't even care.
But again, you know, up until that point, it's like, right, even that movie was pretty good. So now it's like people don't know what a real bad comic movie looks like.
Right.
I will never forget. So,
yeah, me either. So now it's like they nitpick everything to death, which is why, again, I think some of these movies will never, you can just never depend on reviews of people you don't really trust. Because some people are just going out there to review these movies just to hate on them. Because, like I said, look at Man of Steel. It's like, Man of Steel is a great fucking movie.
Yes, sir.
People go and be like, nah, man, it didn't have any character development. And I'm like, the first hour of that film is character development. Yeah. The first hour. Hour of it.
I actually saw Jonah Hex because...
and that was some bullshit.
Because I wanted to be like, this is what a bad comic book movie is.
Yes, it was terrible.
Like, this is what happens when people don't give a fuck.
And boring.
I like to see movies like that. Cause it helps ground me. I think a lot of times people get so used to seeing these AAA title movies and they just go, oh, this one was a 7, man. It fucking, it's terrible.
Dude, the last really, 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 really bad one we had either was Jonah Hex or whenever the last, Ghost Rider came out. That was it. Yeah. Like, I tell people about DC, I'm like, DC's last really bad movie was Green Lantern, and that was 2011. Mm-hmm. It's like, think about that.
I mean, and even with Green Lantern, they tried.
Right.
It just failed, but they, it wasn't like, we don't give a fuck. Like, Elektra was a we don't give a fuck movie. Mm-hmm. Was like, mm-hmm, we don't care about this character. Like, right, yeah, we got Jennifer Garner, dog. You gonna watch it or not?
I remember going on the review with Elon and them on We Know, and it's hard to tell them. It's like, I hate to do this. I'm not trying to defend Green Lantern because it is a bad movie, but I think you guys are taking it to the further extreme. It's like, there are movies, other comic movies that come up recently that are worse than Green Lantern. Green Lantern tried and failed. Yes.
Right.
Budget issues. They were doing too much. They didn't have a good enough story. Yeah. All that stuff. But it is still better than some of these other really, really bad comic movies. It's like, it's a better attempt. Like, if that's the worst comic movie we're going to see going forward, I'll take it.
Yep.
I'll take it because that's still watchable.
I also saw Ender's Game, and I wasn't that impressed, man, but I didn't read those books growing up, so I might not have the reverence for the mythology that other people did. I understand people that read the books, like, had, like, the issues I have with the movie, they were able to fill in the blanks, which I was not able to do because in a movie, some of the shit seemed to happen way too fast, and then other parts were way too slow, and I just ended up being like, okay, well, don't make any more of those. So, and I'm sure, like I said, we'll review these in depth at some other time. Let's go ahead and talk about news, man.
Hey, baby.
Yes, Karen?
Before you move on, something I want to talk about, I forgot. Sure. Walking Dead. I've been watching The Walking Dead, and all I got to say about The Walking Dead is that the governor is back, bitches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so mad I called that shit, too.
Yo.
I didn't see that.
You did.
Yeah. I didn't see that. All I know is it's spanned out from them over there eating them edamame seeds. And next thing I know, here come one eye in the corner. I was like, oh, shit.
Let me tell you how fucking epic the governor being back is, though. The governor being back is so epic, it made us all forget Rick has to tell Daryl Carol ain't there.
Right.
Oh, yes, I forgot that.
Like, that is way more dangerous than even the governor at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, Daryl might not take that shit. Like, you saw he avoided it. He was like, yeah, I'll tell him later. You right.
Yeah, you see Herschel. He asked Herschel. Herschel was like,
No, I think it was Carl, wasn't it?
No. Daryl asked Carl, asked Herschel. Oh. Herschel was like, yeah, dog, you need to see Rick. He was like, what? Nah. You need to see Rick. He was like, I'm out.
But then he hopped in the car with Michonne and was like, yeah, let's go on this ride real quick. Like,
he was like, I don't want to be here.
Herschel just dealt with a room full of sick people and fucking zombies, which, by the way, was just an awesome fucking scene watching Herschel go fucking ham.
Yes.
But he did all that shit, survived all that shit, and Herschel was like, I ain't trying to be around when Daryl finds this shit out, so I'm trying to peace the fuck out. Like,
yeah. Yeah. So yeah, you're right, Ken. I almost forgot about Walking Dead.
That's my shit.
And I'm glad you brought that up. Transformers Prime is back for, like, I think this is season 3 now. Transformers Prime Beast Hunters. Check your DVRs because my shit just automatically recorded it, but I found a couple people were like, I can't find it. And
yeah, I think
all this shit.
Programmed to automatically pick up.
So check your DVRs, check your local listings, but it comes on Hub. Really good show. one of those shows that made me realize I didn't like Michael Bay's Transformers. Like, this shit in that video game ruined Transformers the movies for me.
Yeah.
Because I used to love them, and then I played that fucking video game, and I was like, you know what? You really don't need people in these games. And shit was never the same after that. I was like, I don't give a fuck how funny Bernie Mac is.
No.
I don't need him in this movie. He didn't have to be here. And last thing, man, this isn't really something I watched or played, but it's a nerd thing, and I thought I'd just go ahead and say it. I don't give a fuck about unboxing videos.
Oh, what's God. That?
Yes.
This is like the lamest trend on the internet. Apparently, Karen, it's when someone wants to get like a new item, whether it's through the mail or through line. So it could be like a PlayStation, an Xbox, a new computer, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take a video camera and films the other person opening up the box and freaking out and maybe even hooking it up to the TV and all this shit and saying how they feel about it. One is super creepy because of just the like capitalism of the situation. Like, it's really it's weird almost to like worship the consumerism like this, like mm-hmm. on a very like moral scale. Like, I was just like turned off on that level. But then there's also the more practical level, which is it's just fucking goofy. Stop.
Oh, so it's like a permanent Christmas present opening all the time?
Well, not all the time. It's just like if I got an Xbox One, you would pull out a camera, show me opening up the box, and I would, you know, I'm supposed to be freaking out like, oh my God, Xbox!
Oh,
Xbox!
Oh, okay. Yeah, then, yeah, yeah. Yeah. This goes to my philosophy. Every motherfucking thing don't need to be goddamn recorded. And I'm gonna stick by that. It's some shit don't nobody give a fuck about. It's a private moment. Enjoy it. Scream into privacy on your own damn home. Plug it up and play it. I don't need to be there for it.
Yeah.
The worst thing about it is, it's one thing to me when they did them and they were kind of like done by professional sites mm-hmm. to show you what's gonna be in your box. Like, let's say you're getting the collector's edition of mm-hmm. Arkham Origins, and they're going to show you everything that comes in the box with your Arkham Origins, and you do it early, so you're like, okay, hey, you know what? I do want that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I can kind of get that. What gets me nowadays is that every Joe Smo out there with a goddamn computer, internet connection, and a camera is now doing one, and the worst thing about them is they're so awkward.
Yes.
They are.
They're yep. so awkward. It's like, yeah, I'm here now. It's like, Mom, shut up. I'm doing a video. hold on. I got to, yeah.
Oh,
I know
so it's
the
like a home video.
Yeah, there's no. Like, they're like holding the camera themselves as they try to unbox it because they can't, the room's a mess. It's like, they're the worst videos of all time. And you're like, dude. I don't need to see this shit. Like, you're being yeah. really a nerd right now.
Yeah, that's part of it. And then that was the other thing. Like, Sony released an official unboxing video.
Yeah.
And even that shit was awkward. And it's your shit. Like, yeah, they were trying to do a bunch of pomp and circumstance, but it really is, like, honestly, it's the least, it's so anticlimactic because it like, there's really only one way to unbox. You just open a box and go, this is what's in it.
Yeah, like, I know. It's not,
you know,
that complex.
They didn't play it. They were just like, there was all this music like, dun, 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 Sony, and all this shit. And then the motherfucker turns around and is like, okay, we're going to open up the box. Inside the box, you'll find a guide. And the guide will say how you can hook up your PlayStation. You should also find some cables. I was like, why are we even pretending that this is exciting?
Is this a manual?
Other thing, too, is it's like, yo, I know it says it's an unboxing video, but nigga, have the shit out of the box already.
Yeah. It's like when you watch a cooking show, yeah. they don't actually cook. They open up the fucking oven, and they pull out a fucking lasagna like, this is what it would have looked like.
Yep. That's
the
right.
End.
Like, these motherfuckers will actually sit there and they'll actually unbox it. Like, they're like trying to take the thing. I was like, okay, well, it's got a piece of tape right here. So I need it. Let me go find the scissors that are somewhere. It's like, have it out of the box. Like, I know.
Mine with the scissors.
But yeah. They're like, yeah, and here's the box for the collector's edition. It's a box.
Right.
Yep. Box. It's a yeah. box.
It's so awkward. I think at most, like, and this is if you got some collector's edition shit.
Mm-hmm.
Unboxing video should be a Vine. it shouldn't need to be longer than 6 seconds.
That's a good point.
Of shit coming out the box. Like, just the box. Just the shit out the box. I'm done.
Right. That's it.
I don't need to see. This is the AT.
Like, the box. I thought that, dude, I didn't know what unboxing videos were until this week. Well, so when I clicked on, I didn't.
I won't be clicking on those.
So when I clicked on it and it said Sony official PlayStation 4 unboxing, I was like, okay, all right, let's see what this is. Must be a big deal. Like, everybody's talking about it. And I clicked on that shit, man. It was like the CEO of Sony and some white dude. And they were just like, all right, this is what it looks like in the box. We have the box on display here.
Oh, you seen, you saw another one than I did. Sony did another one where it's like all 80s themed and shit.
No, this is just two motherfuckers in suits in a room, dog.
Now, this one is like 80s themed. They're all in like this big, like technical, like sci-fi headquarters and shit. And he's in like the CEO's like a leather jacket. He throws on leather gloves and then starts unboxing it and like holds it out like each item. Like, this is the AC adapter. This is the controller. Like, it was the stupidest shit I've ever seen. I thought that's the one you were talking about.
Nah, I don't know if I saw that one or not, but I wouldn't watch a bunch after this just to be like, cause I was like, after I watched the first one, I was like, obviously I don't, I missed something. So I was like, let me watch like five more of these because it's good. And by the end, it was just like a fat dude on his couch and his wife was like, look, honey, you got an Xbox. I was like, fuck this shit. You got me once. You'll never get me again.
I won't be unboxing nothing.
Yeah. Fuck unboxing, dog. All right. We got a bunch of articles. Let's just go through them. Did you guys know that Xbox Live Gold members are going to be getting free Xbox One games monthly in 2014?
Yeah, buddy.
Woo-hoo! Which is basically because PlayStation Plus gave away free games on the last generation. And now PlayStation Plus has basically turned into what Xbox Live was. Because you can't play multiplayer unless you get PlayStation Plus. Which, so much for that shit talking that was happening.
True.
But you can't watch Netflix.
Yeah, right. We get Netflix. They get Netflix for free, though, Rod. They get Netflix for free. They get Netflix for free.
That's true. You can't watch Netflix. I don't know why anybody would buy one of these consoles and not have a connection to the internet, but okay. But, yeah, so it's just funny, man, because, PlayStation Plus did something desperate and it's actually benefiting everybody. Because
competition,
you know,
is good.
Giving away those games is kind of like getting a coupon flyer in the mail for free games. If you had PlayStation Plus, and instead, you know, Xbox Live, instead of, being like, we're confident with what we do, it was like, we should probably give away free shit too, cause people bitched and complained about it. And, thank you guys who bitched and complained about it. I appreciate it. When I get an Xbox One, I can't wait to download free games.
I know it's so
awesome. PlayStation 4 launch crashed the PSN network, due to high volume of logons. To which I say is just like Katrina. Yep, the website wasn't working. Same as black people's lives dying, being sacrificed. But yeah, apparently the shit crashed. I don't have issues with this. This is why I won't get launch games. It's like, this is why you don't do it.
Because the issue is like,
everybody's gonna do right. Everybody's gonna go issues. Download the shit. Like, if you were smart, like, and you follow me on Twitter, like most smart people would, I tweeted out that there was a tip where you could download the firmware from their website onto a flash drive, and when you got your PlayStation 4, just hook it up that way, and you wouldn't have to go onto their network, which was probably gonna crash.
Yep.
But you know, motherfuckers so pressed to get that shit day one.
I will say though, if on Friday when Xbox One gets their day one patch and there's no issues with Xbox Live, a lot of shit is going to be talked on the internet.
That's true.
Because too. Sony ain't charged and that's what the fuck happened.
Yeah, that's true, man. You know, Xbox made a huge deal out of how many servers they had too.
Yeah, they was like, so, we got a gazillion, y'all. We don't even know what this number is,
but
it's a lot
of
them.
All that shit and then have the shit crash.
That's true. That's a good point. That, you know what? I'm glad you're on the show, Sterling. I wasn't thinking about that. But yeah, that's going to be a huge deal if Friday, if that shit crashes too.
You'll know first. Although, you see me crying on Twitter.
Although for me,
yes,
would not be a big deal for me. Cause I'm not getting either one day one. I don't want to deal with them day one issues, man. It's always some shit.
It's fully understandable. Yeah. Like, I need it. I don't know why. Like, well, I know why, but God damn it. Like, I'm accepting it. Like, I'm not going to be one of them dudes where if the shit fucks up on day one, I'm like, how could you do this to me, Microsoft? I know what I'm getting into buying this shit day one.
Right. That's what I was saying. I don't expect to look on your timeline and see you bitching about it all day, though.
Yeah. All like, you want to hear is me like, shit don't work. All right. Put on Man of Steel.
I actually really do sympathize and understand the people that did have problems with Arkham Origins. Like, mm-hmm. I actually do get it. Like, we didn't have any reason to expect there to be glitches. So I get why you mad now. Why you mad 7 days later? Okay. You know, like, I get it though. Xbox One, if you're on my timeline talking about some damn, man, I don't know why this ain't happened, or even with a PlayStation 4, why this light won't go off, I'm gonna have to block you, because you should have fucking known. It's day one. Nothing ever works right day one.
Sure does it.
All right, movie trailer news. Have y'all guys seen this 47 Ronin movie trailer?
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's the Keanu Reeves joint, right?
Yeah, Keanu Reeves. What y'all think about that, man? Because I've been seeing it before a couple movies lately. And,
was it that ninja movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited for it. Like, mm-hmm. I think it'll be okay at best, but I'm not going to see it in theaters. Mm-hmm. But, like, when it comes to Netflix or something, yeah, I'll watch it. I think it'll be decent.
Well, what about you, Chris?
I wanna like it, but it's Keanu Reeves, and it's like, I don't know, man. White man with all these other Asian people that actually can do martial arts. It's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see. And, like, the trailer looks epic. Like, mm-hmm. I remember when the first trailer dropped, I saw it and was like, this looks pretty fucking epic. At the same time, I'm skeptical, yo.
Is it me, or has he played this character before?
Was it him?
Oh, well, one of them white dudes.
I know Tom Cruise did The Last Samurai.
That's what I'm thinking about. Okay.
It a little bit reminds me of the trailer for RZA's movie last year, The Man with the Golden Whatevers.
Oh, and I was not going to see that bullshit.
Yeah. But, like, the trailer does look good to me, but I have that same feeling that I have about Titanfall, where I'm like, there's no way I'm being tricked. Like, there's no way this is going to give me the fun feeling that I have in this 2 minutes of this trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I was just wondering. It looked really like it's ninjas and you know, I do like Keanu Reeves when he's being stupid. You know, when he's one of those people that's being silent on purpose and trying to figure shit out. Like, I do like, that's my favorite roles for him. I think it's why The Matrix is so good. And then the more he starts learning, the less good it gets. Like, everybody liked that first one when he was confused, because it's like, he could do that.
Right.
He do seem confused.
Right.
But by the third one, you're like, why are you still confused, bro?
Right.
You know everything.
Then you realize, like, oh, that's just his face.
Yes.
Right. Now, the trailer that I think, if you did have a problem with this movie, now you don't have a problem. That second RoboCop trailer dropped, dog.
I haven't seen it.
I don't see how you had a problem with the first one, but okay. We'll slide.
A few people were, you know, reluctant on that first joint I saw, because I was like, gotta go see it. And everybody was like, I don't know, Rod. You know, a few people
like that. I just call them, that's just the hater squad, dog. Cause it's like, those are people that have been in their mind that have already said that movie's gonna be bad.
Yep.
And so they see that trailer drop, or they'll see the movie and they'll still be like, nah, man, it wasn't that good. Cause they don't want to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Do we really need to remake this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you seen the first one and how really, really bad it is?
You know, honestly, first one, very funny.
Yes, it was funny.
Still holds up, in my opinion.
The graphics were bad, not a bad movie. Like, the graphics was terrible, but now they're able to sharpen it.
It's just not beyond being remade.
That's true, too. Yeah.
Honestly, like, I was ready for the movie in the first trailer as soon as they showed me who RoboCop was, because he's the co-star of the now Netflix show The Killing, and I fucking love that dude. Like, him as RoboCop makes so much sense. He's such a prick, but a good guy at the same time. Like, I need that. Yeah, I'm sold.
I'll see if I can play a little bit of trailer for you, Karen, because I only need to play the first 15 seconds to really tell you what's so great about it.
What if I told you that even the worst neighborhood in America could be made completely safe. How do I know this? Because it's happening right now in every country in the world but this one. It is great to see American machines helping to promote peace abroad.
So then tell me, why can't we use these machines here at home? Why is America so robophobic?
And that's all you really need to know.
Yep.
Not robophobic.
Mm-hmm. Robophobic.
Yes, I am in.
Tickets are sold.
Yes, sir.
He had that white man wig on and everything. I said, this nigga Sam gonna be cooning it up real good.
Oh, I can't wait.
GameStop's already having Xbox One pre-launch events. Did y'all notice?
You talking about what's happening Sunday with the trade-ins?
Yeah, 90% trade-in voters.
Yep. They did the same thing last Sunday with the PS4. Trade in any console to the Xbox One, you get an extra 90%. Okay. That's like about, I think if you do the newer Xboxes, that's like $180.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh, so they let you take it in and give you an extra 90% towards something else?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to the Xbox One. Like, I already called in, like, it's not to the game or the accessories. You have to pre-order the console. But it's like $180, so that's almost, you know, $300 off the total price.
So wait, are they going to have...
No.
Oh, so they're not even going to have them in stock, right?
No. You've got to wait 2 weeks. Like, the only way this really worked for you is if you pre-ordered it back, you know, when they first came out and put the $50 down, and now you're going to pay it off. You know what I mean? Like, that's when it benefits you, but...
Yeah, no. I was reading the story. I was like, why is this so... Like, why is this deal so good? I know GameStop don't do shit like this.
For no reason.
Yeah, it's gotta be a catch. Pre-order. Okay, yeah, that's the catch. And you won't even get your shit the day of. Okay. Yep, that's a good catch. All right. Thanks, Sterling. That's why you're on the show.
No doubt. I already called like 3 GameStops asking.
Mm-hmm. PS4 had an HDMI issue. Traced back to upright metal in the port. There's obviously been various PS4 problems, you know, as it's being released. But apparently, the solution for this one was easy. It was reported this week that one of the systems it received refused to output video. Seeing though something was wrong with the HDMI port to the system, which wouldn't allow for HDMI cables to be fully plugged into it. Problem different from the ones experienced by other, from IGN and some other game places. It turned out that a piece of metal in the HDMI port should have been flushed out with the bottom of the port, but it was ended up sticking up, and that was a problem. Here's the thing. Another reason that it's like weird with console releases in 2013, there's so many issues being reported that are just like one console has this problem.
Oh.
So, like, this isn't a systematic issue.
Where you have hundreds of people
having
the problem.
This console had some metal that was bent, and you're seeing a lot of people that are, like, reporting in, like, my PlayStation is broken. The PlayStation is releasing terrible stuff, and that's a problem. And then you're finding out later, like, well, actually, you know, nobody else in the country has this issue.
This is the culture we live in now, where people are just, at this point, people, you know how you say sometimes, Rod, you watch a show and you hate watching it?
Yeah.
I feel like people do things now where they just hate play it, they hate buy it, they do all this stuff just to hate. Yeah. That's what this is. Just to get some attention and be a whiny little bitch about it.
That's exactly what it is. I saw the video the first night it came out with the guy that had the HDMI issue.
Mm-hmm.
He just turned on the camera. He didn't even show you he had a PS4. He just showed you the screen, which could have even been this dude just took an image of the PS4 home screen and put it on his TV and acted like it was a PS4. The image was flickering without touching the fucking console. He's like, obviously, this is a GPU error.
Right.
Nigga, how the fuck you know? Mm. Like, you didn't call Sony anything? Like, you're just going to throw that out on the internet and try to throw all this bullshit on it? Like, fuck people like that, man.
Right. You know, and there's so many, like, variables to shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
I like to play my PlayStation with a hot towel on top of it. It's like, well, nigga, should you really be on...
Are you trying to keep it as warm as shit, motherfucker, taking a nap? I don't understand.
Yeah, should you be Instagramming this like it's a systematic issue? Like, come on, man. Yeah. Speaking of which, PlayStation 4, the people have been reporting issues with blinking red power light. Apparently it means your PlayStation 4 is overheating.
Yep.
What is the cure for that? Turn it off for a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I think that should happen a month ago or maybe like a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. There was one at like a Sony press conference or some like some party or some shit. And they had it in a glass case on and it overheated and it got the quote unquote red light of death.
Mm-hmm.
And they said then like it's an overheating issue, which honestly it's their fault no matter which way you slice it because mm-hmm. they made that console so small. Mm-hmm. Like they tried to make the PS4 as small as the new PS3s mm-hmm. where Xbox went and made the biggest console possible.
Right.
So the shit can, you know, breathe and it has enough vents on the side. But it's still a fucking console. You can't throw it, you know, between two other items to give it no ventilation. Be like, read the back end of that, you know, manual where it says, "Ain't nigga, don't put it on the carpet. Yeah. Ain't nigga, keep it in an open area."
I mean, like, I will say, if I was going to bet on which console would have the least hardware problems this time, mm-hmm. I would bet Xbox.
They don't want that red ring of death again.
Right, because only because they had issues in the past.
Yep.
If it would have been the other way around where PlayStation had all the issues and Xbox didn't, I would say the opposite. Like, you know, Sony has room to fuck up. Xbox don't, dog. Like if Friday night is full of, why my Xbox ain't working, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Like that shit's a death nail, dog. You can't have two bad releases. Yep. And other shit I've heard is like been crashing, no video, instability on launch day. But all of these, like I said, take it with a grain of salt. I really believe most of these are just individual issues.
Yeah.
Not systematic
issues.
Like, I don't know if people remember. It took months before the red ring of death was like a thing.
Yeah. I think the only thing I really heard about, I'm going to talk about it a little bit on my show when I have a guest on tomorrow. He got a PS4, and they're kind of having issues with the operating system, or at least he is, I should say.
Yeah.
Where, you know, if you got a PC or anything and the app crashes, it'll say Skype has crashed from start. He's getting that shit with video games, where he's playing Battlefield 4 and it pops up, Battlefield 4 has crashed.
Uh-huh.
Like, he only told me about it today. I want to ask him more about it on the show tomorrow. But that shit's kind of major. I don't want my shit just popping up like, "Hey, nigga, Halo 5 crashed on you."
Yeah, it just seems early, is what I was. I feel like it's so not even fixed with a patch. I mean, it seems like I would be looking for a trend. Like I remember, Red Rings of Death was one of those things where people were like, you'd hear about it every once in a while from a random person, and then all of a sudden, it's like it started. Like people started kind of adding the data up, and then it was like, wait a minute, I think they have a serious problem. But it wasn't like 4 days after, you know. Yeah. It was like 3 months after that people were like, if you add up all this data, this red light shit is pretty serious.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Not only that, but I feel like even if there are issues with Xbox, they have that, because I eventually got the red ring of death maybe like 2-3 years ago with the Xbox I got. Their process now is so smooth with it.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't even care a shit. Like, I expect there to be issues. What the problem to me now is, if there's an issue, how quickly is it going to be that you're going to get it fixed?
Right.
Or get some out there. And right now, Microsoft's way of doing things is pretty fucking smooth. Like, there was a deal with, like, what was it, UPS or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
They ship you the box. And all you gotta do is you put the thing, you had a problem, they ship you the box, you put your Xbox in there, you ship it back to them, and they'll ship it back when they get it fixed. I mean, they had that deal down.
We did that with one.
Yeah. I think that was the reason why I don't mind getting the Xbox on launch day, because now, like, you can do all that shit online without even talking to a rep. Like, I got the R2-D2 Xbox. It fucked up on me. I went online and got it all fixed, you know, sent out, got it back in the same week, a brand new console fix. So,
I'm not saying that, I guess what I'm saying is if there are issues, I'm not saying Xbox wouldn't be able to handle it, but like, I just expect at this point that they should have learned their lesson. I'd be very
through that red ring.
Yeah. I'd be very, very surprised. And also, I just don't think you're gonna find issues within like 48 hours of having a console. Like, it might take months, man, because it took a collection of like, oh, my shit got the red light. Like, it wasn't like niggas was getting the red rings the day they turned their console on. Mm-hmm. But now people are so pressed to be on fucking the internet. It's like, hey, man, my shit didn't have no video output. It's like, word, is it a systematic problem? Nah, my TV been acting up for a couple months. Like, man, fuck you.
It's like, I don't got my cords in right.
Don't go tell everybody this is a fucking issue, man. You just want to be the first guy to discover it?
Yeah, it's not doing it in 1080p. Is your TV 1080p or 720?
No, that's 720 though.
Yeah, right.
1080i, you know, on a good day.
I still got that boob TV. It's DLP though. It's nice. Yeah.
Like, stop trying to be the first nigga to discover it. It'll come out. It'll happen.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Instead of being critical and still rooting for things to succeed, people think that they can be critical and that you can't tell they're actually rooting for things to fail. I think that's my other thing that goes with movie reviews too, with these people, with comic book movies. It's like, okay, yeah, you're just saying I'm just being critical. I'm just pointing out flaws. We just disagree. I'm like, it's one thing to disagree. It's another thing when you know you're being a dick about it.
Yeah.
It's another thing when you know that even if the movie was good or even if the console was good or whatnot, you still would bitch about it. And you know you would be doing that because I can tell from the tone of your voice. Like, if I was to get an Xbox One and that shit crashed on me, I'd be devastated. I wouldn't have time to be out here, oh, yeah, Sony and Xbox, this is just terrible. Dude, I'd be devastated. Why? Right. Because I want this shit to work. I just paid all this money.
Yes.
I want it to work. It's like the people with GTA Online who are bitching about, dude, you're doing more bitching about the game not meeting your standards, and why don't you just move the fuck on?
Yeah. You know what I really want, though, that would really make me happy? For the PlayStation 4 to be an unmitigated success.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to buy my Xbox One at the lowest price possible. And I would love for every four PS4 sold, only one Xbox got sold. That shit would make my fucking life. Cause I'm waiting till like next year and waiting for them to hit one of them good sales so I could be
one of them bundle packages where you're like, you get two games.
Like, it would, man, I would be so happy if we got to April and the shit was like, Microsoft has lowered the Xbox $50 because they have not been able to keep up with Sony's expectations. I'll be like, yep,
time to get one, dog.
I so be happy for that, but I know we're gonna talk about it later. These commercials are not,
nigga. Let's talk about it now.
My God.
These commercials are not helping us, Rod. Because I watched Brian Urlacher and Ray Lewis commercial today, and I was just like, you motherfuckers. Yeah.
Duh, I'm like Pookie holding that fucking crack in that thunderstorm.
Yes, it literally takes everything in me not to look at Roger, but nigga, get your credit card out.
Right.
Cause it's like literally right before the show, I had seen the beginning of it, but I didn't see all of it, but they actually showed like a demo.
Yeah. We watched a 12-minute YouTube demo of the actual Xbox One dashboard features where the two dudes are sitting on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When they Skyped and that nigga showed a gave a tour of his living room and the camera followed him,
bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When this motherfucker was sitting on the couch and was like, Xbox, show my stuff, and then the other dude said, Xbox, show my stuff, and it knew to switch to him.
Yeah.
Did you see how fast that shit signed on when he uncovered the camera?
Yes.
It was instant, and I think the thing about it is that, for me, I'm like, motherfuckers, why didn't y'all do this at E3 instead of giving us the bullshit that y'all gave us? Why didn't y'all?
You know what it was, Karen. Though honestly, they did a lot of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't give a fuck.
What about the games?
Right. That's what happened.
Because I
remember. Yeah. One of the reasons I thought we should start our own show is because I was like, maybe I'm alone and maybe, you know, my friends, maybe we're on the outskirts of this, but that seemed like a pretty cool demo to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talked to Chris, he thought it was cool. Talked to Brandon, he thought it was cool. Talked to Wound Guy, he thought it was cool. Kev thought it was cool. So it's like, fuck it, man. Let's just talk about it ourselves, because I'm tired of every nerd thing I listen to is like, we're the games, man. I didn't see anything that made me want to buy. I was like, so him walking into a room saying Xbox on and then pausing it so he could Skype with his friend and then pausing it and watch TV. That didn't do shit for you? Nothing at all?
My favorite part is when people start acting like they didn't want this shit. Like, that's when you know people just being haters. Like, yeah, yeah. Man, no, I prefer the physical disc because... Right. Nigga, like, the reason why I play only one game a week now, because I'm too lazy to get up and get the other disc.
Yes! Okay, Chris, see. Me and you eye to eye.
I've been playing Battlefield 4 like, yo, I want to play some Arkham Origins, but fuck, man, I got to get up and change that disc.
Mm-hmm.
Guess I'm playing Battlefield 4 right now.
And I'm getting to the point now, after seeing this trailer, I'm taking my laziness to the next level. I don't even want to have to touch my controller to make it change games.
Yep.
Change channels.
Right. Yep. I want
channels.
Xbox, what's on HBO? I want that.
Yes.
I want that.
Yes. Because me and Roger looked at each other like, nigga. And Chris, the thing about it, man, I know you've been picking at me because I'm playing ahead of that Blue Dragon. I love that damn game. But I forgot that motherfucker got 3 discs in it. And I was like, God damn.
Worst.
Because I beat one, but I insert next disc, then I put it in. I was like, shit, now I got to wait 15 minutes for this shit to download.
In that Urlacher and Ray Lewis commercial, when they're playing Madden and they snap the real game on, and they're watching dude, that's my biggest problem during Football Sunday right now. It's like, I want to play Xbox, but the game's on.
Yes.
That's what really sold me about the Xbox One, because like, I have an older Vizio and it still has picture in picture and it has split screen, so I can do Xbox on one side and TV on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to end up upgrading soon. I want a bigger TV. I want a better display and shit. And no TV does picture in picture anymore.
No, they took that. I don't understand why either.
Yeah. And like, me and my boys, like, well, you know, same shit. Like, you know, football's on Sundays. I'll be playing Battlefield, Halo, whatever. And you'll be like, hey, nigga, switch the game. And I switch, and then I got to wait 5 seconds while the HDMI is retrieving my fucking data.
Right.
And then I miss whatever we're showing. They said, hey, you could just say Xbox TV, and you're good. I'm like, well, nigga, you just made my dream come true. Yep. Here's my money. Like,
yes.
Dude, like, I'll be watching these commercials like, wait, like, I'm like what Rod said. It's like, I actually hope the PS4 does well, but I want Microsoft to stop showing these goddamn commercials.
Dog, they are trying to get me so bad.
Yes.
Dude, they're going to get everybody else so bad. I'm like, dude, can you, like, this shit is amazing.
I feel like they are watching me on my Kinect now. Being like, hey, dog, he watching the game. Go ahead, show it up there. Like,
The only thing they really haven't done right now, because this is the problem that and I know it's not going to be a problem with the new camera and stuff like that. The only thing they need to do now is really have a live demo where it's a black guy in a dark room and be like, no, nigga, we can still see you.
Yeah, right.
That was fucked up from the last Kinect is, like, no lie, black people had a little problem being recognized.
Yeah.
So they show Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
In the background.
Nigga, I might go out there and buy this shit.
Nigga, and then they have Michonne next to him and she goes, Xbox, show my stuff. And it turns out, I'll be like, oh shit. Oh,
nigga. Then it turned to The Walking Dead. I'll be like, yeah,
it worked for niggas now. Work for niggas now.
It's nigga proof.
The Xbox Negro.
But yeah, man, the shit they were doing. And then like, they showed shit that I don't even care about that I might do because it can. Mm-hmm. Like when it was like, you can tell it to record your latest thing. So it's like, oh, that was a cool move right here. Xbox, record that. And it recorded the shit before you said it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what? So, cause like, it's too many times where I'm not walking around my house like, I'm gonna record some games today. But all kinds of times shit happens in the game where I'm like, nigga, bang. I wish I could just be like, Xbox, record that.
Yeah, Xbox, man. Run that shit back real quick.
Yeah, have y'all
the
seen
Battlefield? You need that shit, yo. Because you won't expect when shit happens to you. And you need them to already be recording. Because, yeah, man.
Yeah,
it's going to be so goddamn good.
I wish I could have recorded the helicopter nigga that was killing us all, y'all. I'd be like, yo, you see what this nigga's doing?
And
put music behind that shit.
And the dude went and edited the shit right there.
Yep.
It's like,
and they do like live commentary and shit with
right. It's like, see, right there, I was hitting the gas pedal and I started turning. And, all right, Xbox, stop. Let's go ahead and load that up. I was like, man, shit, dog. I need this.
I'm sorry. And I now get it. It's like, I think that the PS4 is going to do really big stuff for gamers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The thing I'm worried about with Xbox doing the commercials is non-gamers are going to be looking at this shit and going to run that price up because they're going to be like, yo, I can do all that shit?
Dog.
Like, dude, this shit looks... I remember you saying that when the PS4 launched, you're like, yo, I'm actually happy that it launched and everything, like, but I didn't get that feeling of I really missed something.
Right.
I'm afraid that when Xbox One launches, I'm going to feel like I'm missing some shit.
Yes. Dude,
I'm looking at Friday on my calendar like, yeah, dog,
I'm looking at
I can't, like, please don't let Saturday come and I'm curled up in a ball in a fetal position in my bathroom, man. Cause like, the PlayStation, I actually was surprised. Like, I wasn't even celebrating it. I was like, oh, wait a minute. PlayStation's been out for about a day. Mm-hmm. I've been getting bombarded with PlayStation articles and videos. I have not really cared. I don't have that twinge of jealousy that I normally have when, you know, when someone gets something nice and new and shiny that you kind of want, even when you're being practical, you know, like say you're waiting on a new car and then you see like someone else got a new car, you see a car commercial, you're like, damn, I wish I had a new car like that. I don't feel that way about PlayStation 4. And I thought, I was like, that'll be the real test because it's easy to be like, I don't want no PlayStation 4, but then it comes out, you see some games, you see some of the features, and you're like,
yeah, then your mind actually, starts to change.
Yeah, you're like, actually, I kind of do want it because I didn't want an Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. When it came out, I was like, I don't want that shit. I got a PlayStation 2, bitch.
Right.
And I remember, I went down a couple people's house. I saw the display in the store and a couple commercials. I was like,
okay.
All right, I do want one.
Cool. And you know what? And I remember the first time we had just got like upgraded HD TVs and Roger put that Xbox on that thing.
No, I put that PlayStation 2 on there. Remember first we got an HD TV. And I hooked up that non-HD PlayStation 2.
That's right. That's right.
And that was the, no, nigga.
Yeah, cause it was so terrible. And then we finally got an Xbox 360 and he plugged that shit up and then, we fucked around and hit the controller cause the controller was wireless. I looked at Roger like, nigga, we ex next generation.
Yeah.
A year and a half late, but damn it, we are next generation.
Never going back.
When I finally got my Xbox 360, I actually hooked it up to a non-HD TV.
Mm-hmm.
I was enjoying it. It was fun, you know? Then I got an HD TV. Ridiculous.
Right. Well, yeah.
I'm getting a little bit of echo.
Oh, you getting echo? When we call you right back?
Yeah, call me right back.
All
right.
Sometimes that happens to Chris, guys. I'll just call him right back and connect, see if we can get that fixed.
Yeah, somebody posted an article talking about Xbox sees what you want them to see, what you don't want them to see.
Hold on. Chris, you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right, any echo or are you good?
I think I'm good.
Okay.
All right, Call of Duty Ghost is going to have high-res textures that they're going to install on the PS4 through, I think it's through like a DLC or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about 30 minutes to install on your PS4, just letting you know. Which is weird, man. Installing looks like it's going to be the new thing. You have to get games and install them. Mm-hmm. I guess they were already doing that with PlayStation, but I wonder if how much that's going to happen with Xbox too, you know? Transformers. Yeah, no, go ahead. Who's saying that?
No, I was just saying I have no clue how long it's going to take.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
There an echo?
Nah, I'm good. Anybody else getting an echo?
Yeah, I heard a little bit of echo.
I'm hearing one from Chris, and I hear one when I talk.
But okay, hold on. Maybe it's you. Hold on. Let me hang up on this nigga. What about you, Chris? You still get an echo?
Yeah, still getting one.
All right, hold on. Hang up on your ass.
We're having to call everybody back.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe Skype's having an issue, man. Who knows, man?
What's going on?
All right, 1212 with echo?
I'm good.
I think I'm good.
Right.
Yep.
Cool.
Sweet. So yeah, high res shit gonna take, you gotta start installing shit to PlayStation 4. It takes about 30 minutes.
Could say that my thing is, I like having games look good and things like that, high res stuff. That's all nice and well. But at this point in gaming, like, it's like when I used to be a PC gamer. And, there always used to be the video, graphic card wars. You know, all the time. You got to upgrade your graphic card. This is better. It got to the point, though, where it's like it stopped mattering because the amount of change between one graphic card and the other was so minimal that it was like, I don't give a shit.
Right.
That's what it's getting to me with these, you know, I see a lot of things about, you know, the upscaling between 720 and 1080p. And I don't give a shit. At this point, it's more about functioning stuff, functional stuff with next generation, that's what I care about. Like the looking good is great and all, but I want you to actually do some next gen shit. The next gen shit to me is no longer just looking good.
Here's the other thing that they're not saying. The 1080p is only for a single player campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So
none of the multiplayer, yeah.
Right. Most of us are gonna be playing multiplayer.
So. Not to mention when IGN brought in random people to look at the Xbox One games that were 1080p upscaled, they couldn't tell the difference.
I know, man. This is becoming the biggest nerd debate going right now, is the native 720p upgradable 1080p for PlayStation 4 versus Xbox One. Mm-hmm. Y'all can have that. For anybody that wants to, I'm definitely getting the Xbox One. I don't plan on ever getting a PlayStation 4. I know most people will probably end up getting both, or a lot of people will. I don't care.
No.
Just for the record. That,
by the time you get one, every game will probably be in 1080p. Mm-hmm. The reason the games aren't in 1080p right now isn't it's not really a console issue. The Kinect camera takes 10% of the GPU to run the console. Mm-hmm. So when they put out these games, they had to rush them. And developers said they didn't have time. They had time to make it for the next gen, mm-hmm. but they didn't have time to optimize it for each individual console.
Yeah.
So you only got 900p, 720p. On the launch date. You ain't gonna get that shit in 6 months to a year. You're gonna be straight. All these people just bitching the bitch.
And if not, I still won't care.
Exactly.
If I get it, I won't care. I don't care.
You won't tell the difference. You'll be straight.
When I found out,
have fun.
The biggest news of all this shit was when I found out that the games I'm already playing run at less than 720. Mm-hmm. I was like, I didn't know that. Well, shit.
Oh, well.
Fuck me then.
They've been fooling me for a while. Oh, well.
I've been watching these games thinking they look good, so fuck
people are like, oh, my goodness, is that 30 frames per second? I don't give a shit.
Right.
Remember, I grew up on PC gaming, so when getting 60 frames per second was that's great.
Because
you had to, in order to get that on some of these games, especially when you play multiplayer, you had to knock down your graphics, unless you had a lot of money, you could spend a lot of money on graphics card, you had to knock down your graphical settings anyway to a lower setting just so you get 30 to 60 frames per second.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we still had fun playing the games. So I don't give a shit about the graphics. I don't. If the game is fun, the game is fun.
I'll know when I care. I think this is one of those things where the first time I play a game that I'm like, oh, this looks terrible, that's when I'll care. It was when I had a PlayStation 2, that's how it happened.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't know I wasn't gonna I didn't know I was getting off of PlayStation 2 till I hooked that shit up to that HDTV and I was like, oh no.
Oh, this shit look fuzzy.
Yeah, we done. We off of this.
Yeah, we out of love now.
Yeah, so anyway, Transformers has, trademarked the game. Hasbro's trademarked a new video game for Transformers. Just letting people know. It's gonna be tied to the movie, so won't be getting that.
Nope.
Yeah, won't be good.
If High Moon Studios, I don't want it.
Right.
Nope.
This asshole got his Xbox One 2 weeks early from a clerical mistake and immediately unboxed it, hooked it up to Xbox Live, and started putting it on YouTube. So Xbox blocked this shit.
Of course. Why would you do that?
What? Oh, and it went and found his Twitter and social media accounts.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Cause you probably logged all that shit in when you logged into that system.
All this shit so he can report to everybody what all you have to do. He says, you have to download a 500 megabyte update before you can play any games. Call of Duty Ghost has a 39 gig installation, which is that real? 39 gigs? That seems like a whole hell of a lot.
Well, the Blu-ray disc is 50 gigs, so everything's going to be larger now and shit.
Oh, that is right. It's Blu-ray disc now.
Yeah. Right. That's why I would tell people, once they said that you can hook up external hard drive, when I do buy the Xbox One, the first thing I'm buying also is another external drive to hook up to it, because you're going to need that shit.
Yeah, I see.
Especially if I start downloading them and going digital. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can play it after it's 51% downloaded though, installed.
Yep.
Did y'all know that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, so you don't have to wait till the finish is no more?
No, that's cool.
Thank God.
Xbox can lock you out of its network once it determines you're playing on a console. It's still 2 weeks from launch. And Microsoft will also try to get Google and Twitter to shut down your ability to publicize what the fuck happened. So,
yep,
don't do that.
It's all before the media embargo and shit. Because, like, I think Major Nelson, Larry Herb, hit him up. He was like, dude, your console will be unbanned at launch day, but you can't have this shit now.
Right.
And you should have known, like, it was Target's fault. They had an error and it shipped 150 consoles. I don't know about you, but if my console came early, the first shit I'm doing is calling Microsoft and being like, hey, nigga, I ain't steal nothing. What should I do?
Ain't that the truth?
Because I'm getting my shit ripped. I'm gonna lose it.
They can't identify.
149 people didn't say shit.
That's what I was going to say. I would be in the 149 people that just turn their shit on politely, download that update, start playing, and don't talk about it.
Yep.
Like, the most you get from me is, like, Xbox One nigga, hashtag.
Right. Like, your secret?
Yep, that's it. I'm not ruining my fucking... Anyway, CW is preparing to do prepping to do a DC Comics TV series starring Our Man.
Who the hell is he?
The series will follow a brilliant and troubled pharmaceutical analyst who discovers his visions are glimpses of events that occur 1 hour into the future.
It's like that Nick Cage movie Next.
Doesn't it seem like that? Except wasn't Next like he could only see a few minutes or something? I don't know.
Something like that.
Nah, because at the end of the... never mind. I won't even get into it. There's a reason I hate that movie, but
yeah,
that movie.
I thought, was Next the one where he could keep going back? Like, he could see all the outcomes?
No, he could see in the future for, like, only a couple minutes. But at the end of the movie is him seeing, like, 3 hours into the
future.
Right.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
Yep.
I want to watch it because Arrow's good. That's it.
Okay.
I'll give anything a chance. Arrow was that good.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand. Our Man might suck ass. It gets a shot now.
Ah.
Yeah. 86 episodes at least.
Yeah.
I just want to say, like, cause I'm going to, I think either today or tomorrow, I'm going to write I'm going to start writing reviews for that Arrow. So I'm going to do the first, I guess we're six episodes in. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kind of do one post with all those. Can I just say how awesome it is that we're in this time?
Yes.
Arrow is good. Like, I watched Smallville. I saw Smallville, a little bit of it, you know? What they did with Arrow, they basically was like, you know what? We went 10 seasons or 9 seasons with Smallville, but we really didn't get you guys what you needed. So we're going to do Arrow, and we're going to do it right. Oh, my God, this show is so fucking good.
Yeah, like, you know what? Arrow and Man of Steel are so good, it made me realize why people like 12 Years a Slave. That's how good they are. It's cause I was thinking about Man of Steel cause I saw somebody saying something negative about it. And I didn't even argue with them cause I was like, man, fuck you. I waited years to get a movie like this.
Yes.
Fucking years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had to endure so many bad
movie
iterations of Superman and different heroes and shit. And I finally got the one movie that I like that's about this motherfucker. And now you want to shit on it and tell me why it's not emotional or funny enough? Fuck you.
Dude, Superman flies back in time in the first one. Right. He actually, when he gets his, he telepathically somehow gets, you know, told to go to the Fortress of Solitude, stays there for 12 years and comes out as Superman. Right. That's in the first goddamn movie that people say is better. Fuck you. All right.
And that, like I said, and because of how I feel about Man of Steel, I finally was like, oh, that's how historical Negroes feel about 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, yeah.
They finally got their movie, dog.
Right.
No savable white people, dog.
The thing about it is, the difference between that is though, even though I'll never see 12 Years a Slave, I knew up front it was going to be a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never be like, oh, no, it was a bad movie. What kills me is these motherfuckers see Man of Steel and go, oh, no, it was a bad movie. Then when you confront them on, well, why is it a bad movie? Well, you know, the acting sucked, the plot, the story. Okay, cool. So did you like First Class? Oh, yeah, man, that was great. Fuck you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, like, I didn't like First Class, but I recognize the good in that movie. And I recognize that it is not, by far, a terrible, sucky movie.
Right.
But if you like that movie or The Wolverine or anything like that and then come back and tell me the Man of Steel sucked, you are lying to yourself and we all fucking know it.
I think it's clearly a superior movie, too.
It's not even fucking close. Yeah. But you know the thing that's great about Arrow and Man of Steel? I know you'll pick this out because we were talking about Melinda's May's face on the last Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Yo, Stephen Amell and Clark Kent and Henry Cavill's faces in those in Arrow and Man of Steel almost identical, and it's the nigga, I can fuck you up and kill you right now, but I won't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That face is a face that people say isn't acting, but I recognize that it is acting.
Yeah, it is.
It is great
like
acting.
That, you know what, man? The people that shit on Stephen Amell don't know what the fuck they're talking about. But, and I know because they're taking something for granted. Mm-hmm. They're taking for granted that he's the same motherfucker who does Oliver on the Island.
Right.
He's always acting. Like, they were like, I don't get it. I mean, he's basically just a terrible stone-faced actor, and then he comes back and doesn't have any emotion. Not when he was on that fucking island, he didn't. Right. He had all kinds of emotion. He was crying like a bitch, dude. Right. Like, every other scene is just him being like, I'm gonna die. Like, overwhelmed and all this shit, man. Like, I remember when he wouldn't even kill that bird to eat?
Yes, yes.
Like, mm-hmm. the shit did, like, he has not always been this, like, competent, you know, sort of emotionally distant character, but they like shitting on this dude because he's a white dude that, you know, isn't blabbing every scene. Like,
when Salman Glau's character points that out in the last episode, when she's like, you'd like everybody to think that you're incompetent and that you're aloof and you don't know it, but I see it through it. I was like, yep, that's mm-hmm. the thing. It's like, he's acting around his mom. He gets his tight jaw and he's just like, he wants to say some shit, but he knows he can't.
Right.
So we just like, and that right there, like, I really hope they don't tie in, because there's been talk about them when the guy who's going to do Barry Allen mm-hmm. come up, we're going to tie the TV show into the movies. I don't want them to do that, because I kind of feel like some of those other acts, like the show is still a little younger than what they have going on in the movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I actually, if they were going to bring Green Arrow in, I actually almost want them to bring him in.
Yeah.
He's been doing such a great job for it that I could actually go with him being, and he's not a major character like Flash would be. If they were going to eventually bring in the Green Arrow into the movies, I wouldn't mind him doing it, because he is doing a phenomenal job.
Yeah, he's knocking it out the park, dog.
I mean, it's great. And when people sit there and say that, I'm like, what is good acting to you?
Right.
Like, that's what I want to know, because
all I'm saying is, have you thought, if you're a person that's listening to this and you go, that dude can't act, have you thought about the fact that he's playing himself from the island and himself in the future?
Right.
Those are not the same character. I'm sorry, but that is not, those characters have nothing in common with each other, and he's killing both of them. So,
mm-hmm.
All right, I gotta move on to some faster, but yeah, our man, I'm gonna watch. Marvel Comics is making Miss Marvel a Muslim teenager. Okay, yeah. Cool, good. Target and Amazon are offering buy two get one free PS4 deals, PS4 game deals. So if you guys want to go,
I almost had me getting a PS4 for a minute there, dude.
Hey, they would have buy two get one free PS4s. Yeah, I would sell the other two online easy,
right.
And get an Xbox with that shit.
Yeah, and what they not talking about? Amazon on the low. Amazon made a contract with UPS. Not Amazon. 2 days shipping is 7 days a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not UPS. USPS.
Oh, USPS. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
United States Postal Service. My bad.
Yeah. But yeah, they would buy two, get one free PS4 launch games. I wouldn't do it, because I guarantee you can't find three good PS4 launch games.
Nope.
Or Xbox One launch games. Honestly, I mean, I'm not buying that unless I was already like, nigga, I'm buying 9 launch games or whatever the fuck, and I already had them picked out. Mm-hmm. I would have already had them by now. So
yeah,
you know, like, I don't know. Maybe if you're making one of them like rash ass last second decisions, like, I'm gonna buy these games. But I feel like they would have announced that deal in like August if they really wanted to sell some shit. Cabin in the Woods director Drew Goddard is gonna write the Daredevil series for Netflix.
Well, he may.
Oh, is that what it is? Is this one of those?
Yeah, I've been, because you know, I've redesigned movietrailerreviews.net, and so we've been posting more news and stuff like that. And you got to be really careful reading some of these things. The thing came from The Wrap, and their title said, oh, yeah, you know, he's going to write it, blah, blah, blah. But when you read it, there's like, yeah, our sources say that he's in talks and negotiations to do it.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it now. You're right. He's in negotiations to write the series.
That's confirmation.
All right, well, fuck this article.
And that's what most of them do. I think it's probably going to happen, though, but yeah, I'm excited about that.
You know what I'm not into? I don't like honest trailers.
Oh, fuck that.
Don't send them to me, people.
What's an honest trailer?
It's these snarky ass, and more than one, like, more than one people do versions of this. But it's the snarky ass, like, we looked at a movie and we talked about, like, the plot holes or the jokes or what looks silly. And it's basically like someone trying to take, like, a good movie and riff off of it for, like, 3 or 4 minutes and be like, why does this costume look like that? Don't send them to me. I don't care.
That's corny.
If I don't like something, I do my own jokes. But I hate when people send me this because it's not real criticism. And, like, one of my friends, writer Andrew, he sent me this for Man of Steel because he didn't like it and I did. And he was like, check this out. These people, they have a funny take on it. I was like, I'm not looking at that shit.
Yeah.
I like the movie.
Their job is to find every nitpicky thing. I've seen some of them before, and it gets annoying after a while. Right. You're like, this is not even like, but this is in every fucking movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, if you're like, this is bullshit. Who gives a shit? You know, I can't stand that kind of stuff because at some point, why are you even watching the movie?
And if you can relate to it, your opinion was probably fucked up because what they're doing is satire.
Right.
They're not attacking it from an unbiased point of view. They're going, hey, let's make jokes about a popular movie. Mm-hmm. If you really can relate to it, it's probably you the one who was biased.
Right. That's like going, that's like coming to me and be like, yo, Fox News has this, dude, just stop right there.
Exactly. Hey, yeah. I went to KKK.com and they have a funny take on Negroes wearing Nikes.
Right.
Yeah. If you relate to that, you might be racist.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
Man of Steel, yeah, they went on that one. I don't care. Mission Impossible 5 is being tentatively announced for Christmas Day. Or no, December 25th, 2015.
That's a sixth one though, isn't it?
It says Mission Impossible 5 on this joint.
Okay, I guess Ghost Protocol before then. Okay.
I'll be watching.
Yeah, I've seen the rest of them.
It's Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise gonna be impossible.
Right. I mean, I just want to know what he's going to do next. I mean, he was scaling buildings and running through sandstorms in Abu Dhabi last time. So,
yes, he was. Yeah.
That shit was so good.
Yeah. Oh, God, I still got it on Blu-ray. I got to do a Blu-ray review for that shit.
That shit has one of the worst bad guy fights of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. And like, just chasing him through the sandstorm and shit.
No, I'm talking. Nah, that was fine. The joint that was bad was when they fought in that moving parking garage.
Oh, yeah, the parking garage. Right,
and because the bad guy didn't have no fighting skills, the only way to make it even was like Tom Cruise, like, breaks his ankle to start the fight.
Right.
Like, he broke his own ankle and they was like crawling around. I was like, okay, they ran out of shit to do. But I ain't give a fuck, man.
I
still enjoyed it.
He was killing the shit out of them people, man. Dog, FXX paid $750 million for syndication and video on demand rights for The Simpsons, and canceled Totally Biased in the same week. How do y'all have that much money sitting around for some Simpsons? Hey, y'all couldn't keep my brother man's show go for a couple more months, man.
Wow.
I think they shouldn't have made his show 5 days a week.
Yeah,
I think that's where it fucked up at.
Me too.
Because it wasn't designed as a news show. I was about to say, The Daily Show, I was like, that wasn't designed to be like The Daily Show. This is a once-a-week show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Plus, I mean, they really supported The Daily Show until it was a thing. You can't, like, do that to the brother man and then be like, all right, ding.
We done.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Heat is getting a spinoff. Everybody knows that listen to the show. I love the Heat movie this summer. It's one of my, one of the funniest comedies for me this year. And I know it's like slept on. That's a controversial opinion, all this shit. What I don't think anyone who saw the Heat would disagree about is that, Bill Burr and his Boston family stole the show. Like, they were funny. I don't care how you feel about the rest of the movie. The scenes with them were hilarious. Well, Sandra Bullock said she will not do a Heat sequel. She's out. She made that Gravity money. This joint made $230 million.
And she didn't want
to. And
go.
She was like, I'm done. I'm Sandy. I'm trying to get these Oscars.
Bullshit.
So they decided. That's what I was thinking, too. That's bullshit. I fucks with Sandy, but I was like, that's a crash move, Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
But then they said they're going to do a spinoff with the Burr family. And if that happens, it's cool, Sandy. You can go.
Yeah, because it still had Melissa McCarthy in it, so
they
could find another straight cop.
And Bill Burr, funny as shit. He was funny as shit in that movie.
Bill Burr is hilarious, yo.
Yeah, so, bye.
We're crazy, yo.
Yeah, bye, Sandy.
Right.
Like, it's only gonna be funnier.
Bye, nigga.
Yeah. We ain't crying.
Like, I was like sad, and then I started reading the rest of that article. I was like, so Bill getting us. Okay, shit.
He gonna have more screen time and shit.
Mm-hmm. Then, you know, they gonna be having them Celtics jokes and shit. They had that Larry Bird Jesus painting. Dude, that shit was good. Speaking of spinoffs, Walking Dead might be getting a spinoff prequel. Just a rumor. I don't know if I care about The Walking Dead if there's no zombies involved.
I don't want that just life.
Yeah. Why would anybody watch this?
I saw that article too, and I just immediately went, oh, that's bullshit. I didn't even read it. Yeah. They said a prequel, and I was like, so, a zombie? I was trying really hard to try to figure out what that... Like, what does that look like?
Is this gonna be called The Walking? Like, what is this? Right. What the fuck is gonna be the point, dog?
Rick walking around with Carl and Lori, and they're happy. Right. You know, you know, Shane is a good guy again.
Yeah, is it gonna be a sitcom? Rick and Shane gonna be playing basketball together, but they gonna still be talking to each other like it's a zombie apocalypse.
Yo, it's basically gonna be Bad Boys 4, yo. It's gonna be Bad Boys 4, but with white people, yo.
Yeah. Oh,
no.
Shane, it's time to play some basketball. Like, come on,
they're
man.
They're playing basketball.
Sterling brought this up earlier. The Killing, which he said was now defunct, is about to be back. Netflix is reviving the twice canceled show for a final season on Netflix.
The twice canceled show?
Yeah, it got canceled 2 times.
They don't know what they want to do they?
Cancel it. Yeah, they know.
I'm just happy he's getting that last season.
Yeah.
Because, like, I love, like, it's an AMC show. You know what I mean? It's an amazing show. And when I finally seen the season finale this season, I'm like, yo, next season's going to be the shit. Mm-hmm. It's going to be amazing. And then 2 weeks after that, they announced they canceled it. And I had to turn my feelings off. Like, I was hurt so bad.
Well, it's back, man.
Can I just say Netflix is another one of those things that does something that's revolutionary and people go, oh, I don't really want that. Like, I actually saw people complain. It was actually on your status message when you said about I think Amazon's going to be doing their own individual TV
yes!
shows.
Yes!
And they're not going to be doing all episodes at once, and they're going to be releasing like one at a time. And one dude, yeah, I think this is going to be so much better than what Netflix is doing, because I just feel like it turns me off when I get all 13 episodes at one point. I'm like, why don't you just watch one a day then?
Yeah.
Yeah, just watch one every week. Like, do that.
Yeah, you can watch it.
Stop you.
Right, I'm like, I don't see what the problem is. You can either watch all of them together if you want to, or you can watch them once a week.
And the thing about it is that Netflix, I give them credit for doing their research on how their consumers watch. They know that the bulk of their people want everything in one package and want to be able to watch it at their own rate. If I wanted to watch it one at a time, I could watch it live on TV, because that's what normal you have to do when you watch a show live when it's airing, is watch it one at a time. The beautiful part of Netflix, they go, motherfuckers, here's all 13. Watch it when you want
to
watch it.
Also, Netflix can't be catering to the crazy.
Right?
Like, no. So that's not their responsibility to be like, what about the crazy people that hate having the control in their hands to watch TV on demand?
Hate having freedom. Like, we literally have people that hate freedom. It's like, wait a minute. I can do whatever I want and watch this whenever I want? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's way too much responsibility for me right now.
You know, I like taking the bus even though I have a car. I like to be late to everything.
I like to be forced to take a bus. Not even though I like, I like being forced to take the bus because you won't let me have a car. It's like, what? Oh, by the way, I don't know if this is on your thing. Have you guys seen the new Netflix interface on Xbox?
They got a new one?
Oh, yeah. Nigga, that's smooth.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I need to go. They updated it on, I think, the Xbox, the PS3, the PS4, and a couple other devices. I'll try to send you an article. Mm-hmm. I made an article about it. They changed the way everything is and unified it. So no matter which device you're on, it looks the same now.
And, okay. Okay.
It looks so fucking good, yo.
All right, yeah, I'll check it out soon as we get off the air, bro, because, you know, I got that Netflix. Mm-hmm. Although I might have to go see the Best Man Holiday tonight, because Cause I feel like if you don't see it in the first weekend with these black women, then you really wasted your time.
Ruin it for yourself.
Yeah. When you go to the movie like that, if you're gonna go, you gotta get the full black experience, yo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to the black theater tonight, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah! I'm gonna be hearing that woo when Morris take off that shirt.
Right. Yes, it was just, it wasn't that bad. You know, yeah. It's just, you know, it's what you expect pretty much.
It's a black movie, not about slavery. It's all
right. Right. You know what it's gonna be. You know what you get.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it. Two major blockbusters getting pushed back a little bit, and I figured this when they both got announced so early. They're thinking about pushing back Independence Day 2.
Without no damn Will Smith.
Because, right, you know they've had to, you know, as soon as they announced that, they was like, this doesn't even sound right.
No, they was like, can y'all please see if we can get Will again? We're going to push it back to see if y'all can offer him the right amount of money.
It's Independence Day, but imagine it without Will Smith. Mm-mm. Yeah, push that back.
They probably called up Jeff Goldblum like, yo, so do you think you could maybe?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think you need both of them to tell you.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
They probably got Jeff Goldblum like, hey, man, can you just call Will Smith? We know you're in.
Right.
But can you call Will Smith like and see if maybe he wants to play golf or something this weekend? And 50 Shades got pushed back. And I'm not watching that movie either way, but something's up with that movie. Cause Charlie Hunnam backed out, and that nigga can't act. And then they named like four other names, and everybody's turned it down. Something is up with that movie, man.
Well, it's not about that script.
I don't know.
When Jax turns down that movie,
right?
You know something up.
Something up, dog.
He's in every fucking movie anyway.
Jax would have did that. He was like, "Can I just like take my shirt off and be in the movie?" Yeah, let's go take your shirt off. That's all you gotta do. Like, sum up with that script or something's wrong.
He was like, I didn't sign up for this.
That nigga walked away. That nigga did Pacific Rim, and I love Pacific Rim, but let's be honest, dog. That Pacific Rim is one of those movies that a lot of actors would be like, fuck no. That movie ain't got nothing to do with me. It's about big robots fighting machines. I mean, fighting aliens. And he was like, I'll do it.
Right. It's like, this is basically going to be a movie where he could be objectified by women and they'd go to see that. It's like, it's going to do big numbers. It's like that Magic Mike movie. It's like, it's going to do big numbers no matter how bad it is. Mm-hmm. So even he was like, nah.
Yeah, sums up. Xbox One and PS4 won't support 3D Blu-ray playback at launch.
I have a question. What exactly is a 3D Blu-ray?
Well, if you have a 3D TV, you can buy a 3D Blu-ray.
Okay, because I was like,
put on your 3D glasses and watch it in 3D.
That makes sense now, because I was thinking, I was like, I ain't got no damn 3D TV, so what the fuck?
But it's all about the games.
Oh, okay.
And two, I feel like this could happen at some point anyway.
Yeah.
Possibly. You know what I mean? I don't know the technology shit about it. I don't know if it's like firmware or if they would come out with a new model at some point. But I feel like... I feel like this is one of those things that could happen, but why would they care today?
Right.
When nobody has, not a lot of people don't have 3D TVs.
It's not common in most people's households.
Right. Sony is still trying to add the ability to play MP3s to the PS4. Nigga. So they're a long way away.
What a bad. You talk about Xbox mistakes. Nigga, the fuck was that? And they announced it a week before it came out after you already had reserved your shit.
Right.
What an asshole move, man. Fuck them.
But it plays games.
Oh, you're right. It does play the games.
Right. That's all you need it for.
That's all you need it for. You just need to play games.
Can't put a CD in there.
Right.
God forbid you want to stream something from your PC, but it plays games. Speaking of overhyping the new gen, I'm not reading all this article, but fuck Zach Becker, man. This motherfucker wrote an article talking about Killzone's intro.
Oh my god.
Made me reassess the next console generation. Now some of you might be thinking, well, what happened? Are you able to motion control it with your control? No. Are you able to talk to it and then it does the actions on its own? No. Okay. Are you able to put on a 3D headset and be inside of the game? None of that. It makes you a child. So, he couldn't figure out that you couldn't hit the crouch button. And he kept trying to uncrouch and get taller the whole time. Cause the intro is about you being a child as a first person.
Wait, that's Fallout 3.
Right. That's what I said. He said that's never been done before on a console. And if it's experiences like this, that will make you want to have next gen.
How much did you get paid, sir?
Right.
Because that's Fallout 3's like first hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's been plenty of games like that that let you go through the beginning of the game. Like, as every game, even if you don't play as a child, the beginning of your game is you going through doing a bunch of a series of different tasks or things like that for big games that lets you get the feel for the controls and things like that. That's how games have always fucking done it. It's mm-hmm. like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? If that's, yeah. if that, you know what? If that's what makes you reassess the next generation, it's no wonder you're getting a PS4 right now. And you're getting both next generation. I mean, because it just plays games, and that's all you give a shit about.
Yep.
No wonder. No wonder. Yep. Like, because that's just dumb as shit.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with next gen, or it wasn't. It's just terrible. Don't write stuff like this, please. That's all. What an asshole. Some dude ripped off Kickstarters, over 100 of them, by buying the shit and then calling his credit card company and reversing the charges so that he could get all, you know, Kickstarter, every time you give money, they send you shit.
Yes.
So here's a signed poster from the band, and here's also send you a picture with your, you know.
Oh, and then he would turn around and take the money back. Mm-hmm. Yep. What an ass.
Over 100 of them.
Bravo.
What an asshole, bro. What an asshole. What kind of dick does that, man? You know how many people didn't get to accomplish their dreams because of this nigga? It's like, yo, man, I got $1,000 to do my web series. Wait a minute. It says 2,000. I need 3,000 to do this shit. A dude gave 1,000 a day. I sent him a video of me talking and thanking him personally. Like, just crazy, dog.
Yeah, he should never be allowed to do that shit again.
Netflix and Marvel, Disney and Netflix and Marvel all hooked up together. I would go in detail. I'm pretty sure everybody's covered this on everything you listen to by now, but yeah, they got Jessica Jones, Daredevil, Iron Fist, and Luke Cage all coming to Netflix. I remember we talked about this, I think two or three shows ago. I think Chris was on. And we were talking about there was going to be bidding rights going up. And I said, I hope Netflix got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nigga, Netflix got it.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think this is good for those characters, too. I think the characters they picked are doing, I think all, so the four characters are going to then come together and they'll do a Defenders miniseries with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is great. I mean, one, I think that you'll be able to, these characters are meant for TV. Two, you'll be able to make it a little, like, people have been talking about they want R-rated shows. I don't know if this will be R-rated shows, but you'll probably be able to this a little bit more mature because it is Netflix, and these aren't, like, household names.
Yeah.
So you could probably get a little bit more adult with these themes like they did with the other shows, like Orange is the New Black and House of Cards. Those are a little bit more adult-themed shows. So I think this is great. I think Netflix is a great place for these type of deals because the one thing I do not like about having Arrow and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on a week-to-week basis is I can't binge watch them.
Nigga, Arrow hurts so much.
Really you caught does, up. Arrow-
like, I've been doing a thing to mentally trick myself where I don't watch Arrow till at least Friday
mm-hmm.
to make myself feel like it's not as long a wait.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday night, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got a episode of Arrow I could save till Friday. It's crazy.
This week, because I missed last week, so I just couldn't get around to watching it. I watched two episodes in a row.
Yeah.
So it was like great, but then at the end I was like, fuck, I got nothing else to watch.
Man, I started watching season one again. Yeah. Anyway, man, that's it for this episode, man. Thanks, guys, for coming out. We'll have another Nerd Off, I don't know, in a week or two. We actually might have to do one in a week because
Xbox
will be coming out. So it's mm-hmm. possible we'll be back next week just to talk about that shit, if anything
all
major
we'll
happens.
Have one.
Yeah, none of us will have one except Sterling.
No, what I'm saying is, like, we're saying that now, but by the time the week comes by and we start seeing people talking about that shit, we're all gonna have one, y'all.
Dog.
it's so tempting, man.
Like, I'm just hoping they sell out. Like,
yeah, cause I fuck around and walk into a store and literally see one. Oh my gosh, I might shake.
Dog.
I'm going into Best Buy next Saturday just to stand by the display and look at that bitch.
I'm not going, dog. I'm not going.
Yeah, because if I walk into a store, I'm walking out with one. I know me.
Because you know we saying this now and we're kind of strong.
Right.
This week is when the commercial's going to really start hitting hard.
Cranking up.
Right.
Yeah.
This week is when they... Say that again, Sterling.
I said them commercials are going to be Bane talking to Batman.
Dog.
You thought you were strong, yo.
Dog, did you see the fucking... Like, the ones that get me don't even show the game.
Nope.
The joint where they just show, like, Titanfall's mech falling into that dude's press the conference.
Yeah, just being tell like, with him and shit.
Come on, nigga. You don't want to go to work. Come on, dog.
Like, I can't do it, dude. I already have enough productivity issues now with work and shit like that.
Yes.
I see that commercial, and it's like, it's so lazy. Like, Xbox One.
Same.
On TV. This is like, dude, I'll never have to find another remote again.
Nigga, the Forza car stops and opens the door like, kick. Like, get in. Just come with me, bro. You don't want to do the shit that you was going to do today anyway.
And the look in the people's faces, too, is just like, that look I have on my face when I'm sitting in a meeting. Like, I really want to get out of here. His face was just like, I'm going to go with him.
Yes.
No questions asked. I'm out.
Dude, it reminds
me of the Jerry Maguire scene.
Yes.
Who's coming with me? And I'm like,
Take me with you. Dude, and they're just going to get harder and harder, man. Like I said, I just need to make it to Saturday without feeling that inescapable sadness of not being in on this shit. That's fine. Like, the good news is most of my friends aren't getting one. So I'm assuming I'm still going to log on to my Xbox. And most people's shit is just gonna pop up playing something that I can play too.
Yeah.
But, if I wake up Saturday and I get that boop and it's Chris is playing Xbox One, Call of Duty, I'm gonna be like, oh shit, nigga.
No offense, but I'm actually hoping that this Xbox One launch is plagued with issues. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I understand.
I am. Because then it will justify me not getting one. Cause that's why I don't want one. I'm like, I can't get the issues. I don't want to deal with that shit. If this shit launches smooth as fuck.
Oh, man.
Man, you know Battlefield 4 got 64 players on the Xbox One.
Right. Because that's the thing. I'm playing Battlefield 4 right now, having so much fun. And right now, that's the only game I would get. That and maybe Black Flag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really hoping. I'm hoping that it has issues. Like, I'm hoping for the Red Ring of Death or something like that. Xbox One. It's sad because I'm rooting for the Xbox One.
Right.
But I'm actually rooting for PlayStation right now.
Dude, I need the PlayStation to kick the Xbox's ass for like 6 months. Right. Like, I want people to clown everybody that buys Xboxes for 6 months so I can be like, nigga, I ain't getting clowned. I ain't gonna do that shit yet. Right. Like, I needed to get to that point. And then after that, I'll be like, all right, bro, I'll do it.
Because like I said, just talking about games isn't going to get me. But this shit that Xbox keeps showing. And like, what gets me about the Xbox is, remember back when E3 happened, they were like, we're in this for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you guys during the holidays, right? And everybody was like, yeah, whatever, nigga. And so PlayStation does the commercials first, all about the games.
Mm-hmm.
Then Xbox comes out with their first commercial. Nigga, they watching soccer and Skyping each other. And I'm like, these sons of bitches.
Right.
Do it. I'm like,
they know what I want. How do they know? I thought they would fuck up and show like, this is what Halo might look like.
No, they started
that shit and was like, you don't want to go to work and you like sitting on the couch watching TV with your friends.
Yes. And you know, it was really, really smart. Me and Roger talked about this in the car. Microsoft did the same shit Apple does. They go, we're going to show you what our shit does. We might not be the best. We might not be the quickest. We might not be the fastest. Motherfucker, we know what you want. This is what it does.
Right.
Star Trek Into Darkness. I was like, you motherfuckers, yo.
That
you
nigga, dog, what's on ESPN?
Yes.
Xbox, show me HBO. I was like, ooh.
I was like, you sons of bitches. You got to stop showing this shit, yo. You're not helping me out of it at all, yo.
Yeah.
It's like, need this shit to fail.
P-Funk says, if they announced Borderlands 3 for the next gen consoles, I would start the clock on my next gen purchase immediately. What would be the system seller for you? All right, go around the room. I'm assuming for Karen, it's Blue Dragon on Xbox One. I don't know. what would be the game that they would announce on Xbox One that you would be like, this game, I'm assuming, and not just this feature, but this game would make me have to get it right away.
For me, which is probably on down the line, I'm a Fable. I'm a huge Fable fan. And they be like, nigga, we got the brand new Fable on Xbox One. Yes, sir.
Okay. Chris, is there any game that would, that could convince you, like, to switch over? I mean, to get it now?
No, not the game. Cause like I said, to me, even now, I play the games on my Xbox 360. My 360 is more used as an entertainment hub anyway. I just sent Kevin a message. I'm not going to go watch the fight up at his place today, but last fight, we watched, the fight through Xbox, through the Xbox, UFC app. Mm-hmm. And I might even ask him today if he's going to do that because it's really cool to do it because then you can bet on fights or not bet on fights. You can vote on fights, do the thing and see who your friends voted against too. So if everybody orders a fight on your friends orders a fight through UFC, you can vote against each other. And the thing, like, that is what I use my Xbox for now, like the entertainment hub section. So the gaming, I'm like, whatever, I can get that anytime. But I need the entertainment hub shit. So.
Okay. Sterling, is there any game or whatever that could do it for you?
No. It has to be a multitude of them. Like, I have a thing when I get consoles. Like, it's the reason I'm not getting the PS4. I have to be able to, on day one, have a set amount of games that I'm buying as much games as the console's worth.
Okay.
And it just happens to be, like, with Xbox One, I literally want, like, I think 8 games on launch day. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting it PS4 doesn't have shit for me. It can't just be one game.
Okay. For me, I'm just going to say I call both of y'all goddamn liars. Because if they would have announced that Mass Effect 4 on launch, I would have had Xbox One by now. That's the one game that I would have been like, all bets are off.
I fucking forgot about Mass Effect.
You're right. The only reason I didn't see that coming down. I don't see that coming. For like
yeah, it won't happen. Yeah, but
nah,
it,
no, you're
you
right.
They showed off. You know they showed off some Mass Effect 4 on the 7th, right?
Nah, they what?
They show off
because November 7th is N7 Day. One of the BioWare devs posted a picture of him working, and on one of the screens was a still from Mass Effect 4.
Oh,
or okay. The new Mass Effect.
Oh, I thought you said that shit like they showed a demo.
No, not like video and shit. No, if that was happening, I'd still be crying in my room. No,
that's right. And shit. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, if they did that and it was like, and that's another thing too about the launch thing
is that
most games like that are always going to be on the old system too anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have to be an exclusive.
It would have to be an exclusive, and it would have to be Emmy. That's right. The only way you can get me, dog. Like, if they would have been like, yeah, exclusive Mass Effect 4 on Xbox One first day.
Yeah.
BioWare don't fuck around, dog.
Yeah. Nope. Like I said, I'm a huge Fable fan. They'd be like, yeah, we got that new Fable. You could be the king or the queen or the new land. I'm like, yes, motherfucker, I am in.
Yeah, like, I think Mass Effect might be the only game I love like that, like, not even an Arkham game could have got me to buy that shit day one, but a fucking Mass Effect, nigga.
Right. Because even I, at one point, I thought that Arkham Origins was going to be next gen. I was like, I can wait. But I can't wait for Mass Effect.
Yeah, the Mass Effect commercials be too good.
I tell people, every now and then I'll post it. That Mass Effect 3 launch trailer, still one of the greatest launch trailers I've ever fucking seen in my life, yo.
Nigga, the Mass Effect demo.
Right.
Like, I've never had a demo fuck me up that much when that little shuttle exploded.
Dude, the Mass Effect 2 trailer, when it's just you dying, when it's just you floating around that debris, I was like, I have to avenge the fucking planet. this will not go unavenged.
It's a Nolan trilogy of games to me, yo.
It really is, dog. It really is. All right, man, that's it. Thanks for your question, P-Funk. I really appreciate you coming through. It was a long nerd off. I really thought it was going to be short. We didn't have shit to talk about, I thought. And we actually end up talking about some good shit, man. So we'll see y'all either next week or the week after, depending on how the Xbox launch goes. And hopefully more than just the Xbox launch happens between now and Saturday, because I want to talk about more than just that. So, all right, guys, talk to y'all later. Peace.